right. Let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Psycho Mike is really gay. Psycho Mike is really gay. Psycho Mike is really gay. Psycho Mike is really gay.
Are you tired of women? Fed up of their girly ways? Not sexually attracted to them? We have the solution for you. Try being gay. Being gay is an excellent way to remain sexually active while not involving the opposite sex. It's fun, it's easy, and it doesn't cost anything. Call now. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Except for your heterosexuality. Be gay today.
And now.
Oh.
Our feature presentation.
It ain't natural.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 19th of Blovember.
Is it weird having boobs?
By the way, I have something very important to talk about, but I almost feel like we should leap immediately into Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, because we have a rare Dewan opportunity, and you know it's like an eclipse, man. You gotta catch it when it's out there.
Right. I agree with you, and I'm going to suggest that what you have to talk about is less interesting than you think.
Yes.
So let's do it.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So what it do.
What it do, nephew.
Usually we come on and we chat for a bit, and then, I don't know, 2-3 minutes down the road, we go to your calls. But today, to get right to Dewan, we're going to open it up at 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. Today, it's a pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advance screening of Warren Miller's Children of Winter, his latest movie, plus a pair of passes to Ski Dazzle 08, which is at the L.A. Convention Center on December 4th through the 7th.
Warren Miller's not going to be happy until someone dies. Dewan in Los Angeles, good morning.
What's up, Kevin Bean? Hey, Lisa.
Good morning, Dewan.
What's happening, Dewan?
Yeah. I watched this episode of 90210. Naomi and Annie was fighting each other.
That's right. Oh, your favorite show, 90210.
Yeah, I felt bad about them. They need to get along together again around January.
Do you think they will? Don't even around January. So, you've got it timed out with a calendar?
Yep.
Okay.
I have it on my DVR, the episode of 90210.
Why are they fighting, Dewan? Because I don't watch the show. What's the problem there?
They went out with other boyfriends because Annie fell in love with Naomi's boyfriend and Naomi fell in love with Annie's boyfriend.
Wow, what are the chances of that?
After Annie's 16th birthday party at the last episode.
Oh, I got you.
But if they each fell in love with the other's boyfriend, why don't they just hook up with them and still be friends? It seems like everybody would be happy.
Oh, that's a good idea. They should be friends and talking to her, hanging out.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Dewan, would you say 90210 is easily your favorite show right now?
Yeah, and I want all the 90210 ladies to listen and become a biggest fan of this L.A. local band called Carney.
Carney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your friend's band?
Yeah, my best friend's band. And I went to high school with them, too.
Are you in the band, Dewan?
Nope. I go to their shows all the time.
Huh. Hey, Dewan, do you like Gossip Girl, too, or just 90210?
90210.
Hmm. Okay. Speaking of birthdays, anything going on with you? There was some talk about you having a party.
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to invite everybody to there.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike, what do you know about that?
He's not using any hyperbole when he says he's trying to invite everybody. Dewan would really prefer if everybody that's ever existed ever came to this party. And that's fine with me.
I love Dewan because he'll give Mike a list of people to invite, and it seems like it's an all-inclusive list. And then
like everyone in the world.
And then another one comes, and it's another full list of people, and it's just fantastic.
It is never ending.
How do you know so many people, Dewan?
I met them at the Carney show. We hang out all the time after the show over, like, out to eat, and we talk and chat. And some people I went to high school with, I haven't seen them for a long, long time.
Right.
Yes.
So you just got a lot of friends, and I guess you're blessed that way. You're very lucky.
I got a friend on Facebook. Her name is Mia.
Oh, that sounds like it has potential.
Yeah.
Have you ever met her in person?
No, I send her comments sometimes.
I see.
Wow.
And
that's,
she
that's sends
me a comment sometimes.
You got to hit that, Dwan.
And she went to UCLA, too.
What? Oh, she's perfect for you.
Oh, she's awesome.
What are the chances?
Finally, yeah.
Sounds like it. All right, listen, Dwan, we have to get to some other calls here. Anything else you need us to know?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
You're the best. All right, Dwan. We love you, man.
We love you, too.
All right.
All right, Dwan Johnson from Los Angeles, California. Bye-bye now.
The best.
My friends and I talk and chat after the show.
That's true. Let's go to Bobby in the unfortunately named Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Bobby.
What it do?
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to let Psycho Mike know, since he likes bingo, that the Hawaiian Gardens Bingo Club just opened up yesterday.
Really? Oh, there you go. You're in.
And the average age of that club?
I believe it's 18.
No, I didn't say
the
minimum.
The people at the club,
118.
But that's okay with Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Right, Mike?
Mike kind of loves the old people.
Oldsters? Yeah, no. I've often said I like people under 12 or over 70.
Yeah.
It's the middle part that I have a problem with.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, do you have any idea how much you can win playing bingo there? I mean, what's the big prize jackpot?
You know what? I'm not sure. This one just opened up yesterday, and I'm planning on going there until Friday.
Yeah, you need to do some recon for us.
All right.
Go there on Friday, check it out, and then give us a report on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bobby.
Sounds good. Well done, my friend.
Thank you for the tip, Bobby. Thank you.
Hey, Bean, remember when we had the bingo singles party?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
That's
I do.
That was bad.
I do. I think people had a good time, though.
Uh-uh. Nope. The only thing that was good was that Beans... Was that the party your dad came to?
Yeah. My parents were both there, yeah.
Chief and Mrs.
Yeah,
Bean.
The chief was there and my mom were there. Yeah, it was their wedding anniversary, too. We had a big cake and everything, and Kevin and I called numbers all night. Yeah, it was... It was wild.
It wasn't wild. It was the opposite of wild.
It went off.
It didn't go anywhere.
It did.
We said, I, too.
I was just wrung out after that night. I said, I can't ever, I'm too old now to ever do that again.
Too much of a party?
We never went back to it.
That's a bad, bad idea. Sean in Riverside, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, Kevin, wanted to let you know that I was listening to Petros the Money last night, and they found... The town of midgets.
Of an entire town of midgets?
Yeah, and it's called Los Cerritos. You can look it up on the Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. It's in Long Beach, and they.
Oh, that's the rumor, right?
No, it's not a rumor. They have pictures.
You didn't go though.
All right, how many midgets allegedly live there? Because obviously we've heard of this place for years, but people go down there and they go, yeah, there may be one guy living there who's a midget, but it's hardly a midget community.
They say it's there's a community. They say that it's past Long Beach Boulevard, and you go up past the country club, and you can find it right there.
Did they describe the houses?
Yeah, there's pictures of them. Mm. You just look up on Wikipedia, look up Los Cerritos.
Yeah, I think I'd like to look it up on, what's the site that you look it up, being the one that has Snopes? I think I'd like to look it up on Snopes first, because I think they were pulling your leg. But if it's true, I will move there.
We could go to Google Maps.
Yeah.
We should be able to see him, right?
All right, we'll check it out, man. We'll follow it up. Thank you. Petros, do you know anything about what this guy's talking about? Does that sound right to you? All right, let's squeeze in one more. I think we're out of time, but we can't lose Jeremy in Korea. He's our Korean listener because there's a chance he may be deported, he says. And I think nobody wants that because we don't want Jeremy to move back to America. Jeremy, what's going on, dude?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm currently drinking my sorrows away. It's another reason for me to drink.
Yeah. Every time Jeremy calls us from South Korea, he is smashed because what time is it there? Is it almost midnight or something down there?
Right. It's almost 11 right now.
Okay. And every time he calls, he's smashed. And what's the problem? I see here that you might be in trouble because of it.
Yes. Well, not because of my drinking. I've been here for 7 months, and this last weekend, I found a foreigner that had weed. And I was like, oh, can you smoke me out? So I ended up smoking weed, and like I've kind of been sick for the last month.
Yeah.
So my principal today was like, "Oh, you need to go to the hospital. They need to do blood test work on you." And like when I first came here, you have to get drug tested, and how they do that is through your blood.
Right.
So I'll go to the hospital tomorrow to get blood tests to see what I have, and there's a good chance that they're going to look to see my drugs too. So if they see that I have weed, there's a good chance I'm going to be deported.
They deport anyone that tests positive for any drugs?
Yeah, no. There's no drugs in Korea. There's no guns. Cops don't have guns in Korea. There's nothing.
Okay, but hold on a sec, Jerry. Calm down. Calm down. You smoked pot a month ago, and then you're worried about failing a drug test tomorrow?
No.
A week ago.
Oh, it was only a week. Okay. Yeah. And Lisa's question was, if they find out you have drugs in your system, you get deported?
Yes.
Dude.
Wow.
It's a heavy, heavy, heavy thing. And I just found this out today.
You can walk across the border of America with an Uzi, and they'll go, I don't know, not very happy, but come on in.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to buy some clean urine, dude.
It doesn't exist here.
Doesn't everything exist there? A drug? You say there's no drugs in South Korea? That's hard to imagine.
No.
Well,
drugs.
For you, clean urine would just be anybody peeing in a cup.
He needs clean blood because they're going to do a blood test.
Oh, blood too. Wow. You're hosed, dude.
You got to find a vampire, and you got to find it in the next 24 hours.
Twilight!
Yes.
Well,
aren't you bigger than everybody in the country? Couldn't you take him if you had to?
Much bigger.
All right, so if they try to throw you out, you just, hell no, I won't go.
Yeah. It's like reverse Godzilla over there.
All right, Jeremy.
You're making me laugh. I'm seriously scared. I have to go to the hospital tomorrow or Friday.
Well, we don't want you moving back here, dude.
I would say.
But if I do, can I have the sports straw?
The one that doesn't exist.
Sure. You can have it. Yeah, you can have the news job. We like to employ people who drink a lot. Thank you. Jeremy.
That's trouble over there. It's weird that he didn't find out about that until after he'd already done the drugs, though.
Oh, I'm sure he found out about it before that.
Yeah. Probably.
Just didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning. We got LaQuisha talking about Paris Hilton's new BFF.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I'm very excited about that. We are going to talk to Kanye West.
What's really? Up with that, by the way?
K-Rock mainstay, K-Rock staple for 15 years. I mean, we've been spinning Kanye like nobody's business.
He is the voice of his generation, I'm told.
And some more details on the Hot Cheetos controversy in 2008.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
I put that on my ringtone on my phone yesterday, and all day long, I was so excited to have this ringtone. No one called me. Not once did it ring.
Right.
I put it in and I hit the button and I could hear it. I could test it and know that it was on there, but nobody called me.
No one ever calls you. What would think they would?
Sometimes, once in a while, I'll get a call.
But from who? Your wife?
Usually, yeah. But yesterday, the phone didn't ring one time. All I was doing was walking around holding my phone. Just couldn't wait to hear those little kids with their Hot Cheetos, and nobody called. It was kind of sad.
Sure would like a phone call. Sure would.
Will you guys call me right now?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Reverend Speaker Gerald Polly on the program today.
He's got big plans for us, Kevin.
He has big plans. Lisa and I apparently are going to double date to Salt Lake City.
Woohoo!
We need to go to Salt Lake City.
You know how to show a girl a good time.
That's right. That's Party Town USA right there. So we're going to ask him exactly why that
what
needs
we're
to happen.
To do?
You're actually, I always thought it was just a joke in the movies, but you're literally going to be on a mission from God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. I am the voice of God for this generation in Southern California.
Wow, are we in trouble.
Hey.
Assistant producer Alex just called my phone. Thank you, Alex.
Dad.
I'm so happy.
We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. 549.
I'm on KROQ.com right now, by the way. And here's a quick tip for the listeners who email all the time and ask what song we're playing, is that it streams on the website. So if you ever hear a song you like on KROQ and you have access to a computer, just bring up the homepage. And it says, like right now, I'm looking right at the top of the page, Bleed It Out by Linkin Park from their album Midnight.
But we're not
Midnight.
Playing that right now.
Right, but I'm saying that's the song that we just played, and the song during the song, while it was on, you could find out. And that's a good tip, because a lot of people, you know, they hear a song, they don't know how to find out what it is. But that's there on the website. Also, K-Rock for Relief, 36,000 acres burned, 3 fires, nearly 1,000 homes lost, 38 people injured, 26,000 ordered to evacuate. Some of the details on the front page about the recent wildfires, you can click on a link there to easily donate to the Los Angeles Red Cross, the OC Red Cross. There's a burn map, there's information on closures, evacuations, complete fire coverage, animal evacuation info, a lot of good stuff on there at krock.com. But most importantly, besides the news of it, is the easy way that we have made it for you to donate, because there obviously are a lot of people, including a lot of K-Rock listeners right now, who literally have the clothes on their back right now. So help if you can, and thanks for checking that out on the site.
10 till 6, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Madonna has announced that she wants to follow in the footsteps of Oprah Winfrey and is planning on building a school in Malawi for girls.
Wow.
Thank God.
She had an original idea and ever.
She's magic.
Thank God, because all the people here in the States are educated. So we've got that problem licked. Let's move on to other countries and build them schools. Excellent idea, Madonna. Good on you. Stay the F out of our country while you're at it. You bitch.
Doesn't it look like she's maybe moving back here now that she's broken up with her British
yeah,
husband?
Yeah, she's in New York because she doesn't want to be near Guy Ritchie. So why not build a school in New York? Lots of people there have no education.
No kidding.
No help. No promise of a future.
But Ralph,
they could use a school with all your money, please.
Right. But if she builds a school in Malawi, that means she's going to spend more time, you know, there, not in the United States. So maybe that's a good thing.
Didn't work for Oprah. Oprah built one. She's still in the freaky United States.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wreaking her damage.
Look, I understand Africa's got a lot of problems. I appreciate people trying to help. But seriously, we had big problems here in the U.S. of A.
What? Name one.
USA! USA! USA!
One of the problems is that's the best recording we have of a guy saying USA on our show. Let's solve that problem. We'll start building schools in Malawi.
Hang on.
Jesus on a cracker.
We have this. Don't forget we have this.
USA! USA! USA!
We got a problem with our USA chant. We need to iron out.
You got Dick Cheney and the kid you can't understand on the phone.
Yeah. Mariah Carey doesn't like being called a cougar.
Okay.
She says just because she married a guy 11 years younger than her doesn't make her a cougar. Stop saying that.
Why does it bother her? Who cares?
I think because it makes her sound old.
Yeah. And isn't it the very definition of being a cougar, though?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's exactly what a cougar is.
It does make her a cougar.
But she wants to be thought of as a young woman who just is dating a younger guy.
I see.
Instead of an older broad who's
too late.
Who's getting some young wang bone.
Ooh.
She said, would everyone else be happier if she was with an old fuddy-duddy?
Like she was before.
Like she married?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really care one way or the other.
Yeah, we don't. It doesn't interest us.
That's what it comes down to. Sorry to hear Jennifer Love Hewitt has been robbed. Someone broke into her trailer on the set of The Ghost Whisperer last week, and police are currently investigating the crime. Good luck finding those panties. You'll never see where I think. You'll never find them.
Did you say you'll never see where I?
No.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Why do you have any information about her trailer being broken into? Why do you know anything about it?
It's in the news. It's public domain.
Did it say in the report what was stolen, or how do you know it was panties?
I'm assuming. Probably has panties in her trailer. It would make sense that they would steal them.
How many pairs? They ought to check Doto's house is what they ought to do.
18 pairs.
Really? Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio has decided to stop boring us all with his preaching of the virtues of going green.
Thank God.
This is hysterical to me because it just dawned on him. He told the London Daily Mail that he realized it sounded patronizing to hear someone as wealthy as he is lecture people about what choices they should make to help the environment. Excuse me. He said the light came on when he realized that not everyone can afford to install solar panels on their home or purchase a hybrid vehicle.
He's just really, now really realizing
that? That just came to you, did it?
Asshole.
He said, though he's going to stop a lot of his preaching, he hopes that people will still do what they can to be aware of the issues and to help the planet. Which, yeah, sure. But you just realized that not everyone can afford to
that is shocking.
Live in a house made out of spare tires, whatever it is you're doing out there in the desert.
hey, Americans did their part by saving the gas it would have required for them to drive to the theater to see Body of Lies. They did that.
Yes, yes, yes. I wonder if it's any kind of backlash that he's afraid of. You know what I mean? Like people who speak out on politics, for example, there's a backlash there.
I don't know. He's been doing it for a long time. Yeah. It doesn't seem to worry him.
Yeah. Maybe someone pulled him aside.
And said, you know, you're rich. You can do anything. It's a lot easier to live a green life when you don't have to worry about, you know, your rent and groceries.
Right.
Yeah, if you can pay $9 for a light bulb, it's a little easier to just swallow, you know?
You swallow a light bulb?
Oh. Just an expression.
Speaking of which, Simon Cowell says he's done with women.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Wow, Psycho Mike's happy.
Cost him too much money?
The American Idol judge tells Us Weekly magazine now he went through a horrible breakup with his girlfriend, Terry Seymour. I'm off women now, he said.
Oh, we've all said that for 2 days.
How happy is Ryan Seacrest right now? Finally, the vacations they take together will take on a whole new meaning.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
Hi, pal. You want to go boogie board? Naked? Tandem?
You guys think we'll ever find out the real story as to why he gave her a house and $5 million when they weren't even married when they broke up? There has to be some reason.
I don't think so. I think he just felt obligated.
Really?
It was a sense of guilt. Look, the dude has more money than he could possibly know to do it. This is nothing to him, this gesture.
Yeah, I think nothing. I don't know. My opinion was originally it's just he's a cool guy and that's nothing to him.
Yeah,
or he gave her herpes. One of the two, right?
Why do you have to go there, man? Maybe he just likes her.
It just seems
bad.
Unlikely.
Things didn't work out, and he's like, "Look, we've been living in this house. You take this house
and $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Good
I don't
luck
know.
With the rest of your life.
Seems shaky to me, guys.
Why is it shaky to do something nice
Bean
for someone?
Would never do it. That's because why.
Because it is so rarely done, I guess. And Simon doesn't seem like the nicest, warmest, fuzziest guy in the world. On top of it just goes counter to. You know, the impression you have of Simon Cowell, that's
I think his on-screen image is just that. It's a
maybe.
Carefully crafted shtick, and I think in real life he's probably
a decent guy. Decent guy. Doesn't know how to dress.
He's got feelings for her and doesn't know how to dress. Yeah. Exactly.
He's got that much money, he should buy bigger shirts. That's true.
That's an excellent point.
One size bigger. Think he became so rich?
Or get smaller boobs.
He saved money on shirts.
That's true.
Put all that money in the bank.
I don't really know him, but he just seems like a dick to me.
That's what I'm saying.
I think there was some kind of producer Alex is guessing confidentiality thing where he said if you won't tell anything, I'll agree to blah, blah, blah. That makes sense.
We'll never find out about the Brownkins or anything else that was going on during those 6 years.
Wow.
That's correct.
Bean, are you going to play any audio that isn't from A-Track today? I just done. I mean, like every clip you played has been.
Seemed like a dick to me. 1974.
You were too. Bean's transferred everything over into wax cylinders. He's got a little machine with a needle he plays everything off of now. He's going old school.
Hey, Psycho Mike.
Fuck you.
Maybe time to clean out the old audio vault up there on the island. I don't know if I can continue with the show today, fellas.
Why?
Well,
it's just starting.
We all got the bad news last night.
Don't remember getting bad news.
What happened?
Cody Lindley was kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
An usher on the show? Or
who was Cody Lindley?
Come on, Cody Lindley.
Is who,
right?
I watched the first two episodes.
Apparently, he was on Dancing
with
the Stars, though. I have no idea who he was.
Huh. Is he the kid from Hannah Montana?
Sure.
Why not?
Let's go with that.
I don't think we know.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Yeah, let's go with yes.
Warren Sapp, Brooke Burke, and Lance Bass are the only ones left standing.
Warren Sapp is still on that
still
show?
Still on that show.
Wow.
America loves a big, fat black guy dancing.
Apparently,
the athletes do well on that show.
Just guess rerun. He'll tell you.
Oh, I will if I can find him.
He may be dead.
Oh.
Yeah. And Gerard Butler said he tried to use Jesus to quit smoking.
How'd that work?
He tells Us Weekly magazine, he said, if Jesus could die for our sins, then the least he could do is quit smoking. He said he lasted 4 hours and bought a pack of Marlboros.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another example of why Jesus is better than us. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Okay.
Vladimir Radmanovich.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking
forward
about.
For your Los Angeles Lakers.
Come on.
He's 28
Laker era's
years old
over,
today.
Dude. You guys know that.
That's right. It's all about the Clips now.
According to Clipper Darryl.
Jodie Foster turns 46 years old today. Meg Ryan is 47. Allison Janney of the West Wing turns 48. Drummer Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 48 as well. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, turned 66. Media mogul, founder of CNN and TBS, Ted Turner, is 70 years old today. And talk show host Larry King is only 75 years old today.
I'm calling BS on that.
Only 75.
Larry King and Charles are the same age.
That's incredible crazy. To me.
That's not true.
Larry seems like he's 97.
Larry was
lost. What do you mean?
Larry was on the radio for 200 years. Now he does a CNN show. There's no way he's 77.
75. It's not 77.
Oh, well, that I can
There's
buy.
There's no way he's 77.
But he gets around like a little wizened gnome. I can't believe that he's 75.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Professional with scoliosis or whatever it is, that hunchback. You got.
Tell your Larry King Batman story. My favorite story ever.
I was lucky enough to see an advanced screening of The Dark Knight, the Batman movie. And they sent me to Universal to see it on the big IMAX screen. And I was sitting in some primo seats, and the two next to me had been left open. And they were being jealously guarded by the staff there. So I knew somebody cool was going to sit down next to me. And they were, like, right in the center. And they bring in... Like Hannibal Lecter on a furniture pallet, Larry King was wheeled in, and they sit him next to me. And by this time, all the buzz about Heath Ledger's performance had been going around and around and around in the news. So the movie starts, and Heath Ledger comes in about, you know, a half an hour into the movie. And out of nowhere, the place is silent, as you can imagine, because we're watching a movie. Out of nowhere, next to me comes Larry King, screaming at the top of his lungs, "He's terrific!" At which point, everybody just wheeled around to look at this old lunatic who apparently was having a conversation in his head, didn't think anyone else could hear. And he would make noises throughout the movie, like, "Ha-ha! Yeah." It was like he was in his own screening room. It was hysterical.
Do you think guys like him...
Remember, "He's terrific!"
Do you think guys like him kind of feel like everyone in the room is expecting...
Waiting for his...
Yeah.
Waiting for the king's opinion of the court jester?
His input or something?
I suppose he was. I'll never forget those...
That's awesome.
"He's terrific!"
Tonight, Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
Come on.
So, wow. We'll spend the rest of the day celebrating the legend that is Larry King, who's turned 75 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
If you can't find joy in how much those little kids love hot Cheetos, then you got no business listening to this program. You got no business living on this earth, as far as I'm concerned. An NPR story recently alerted us to the red menace that is the hot Cheetos, and apparently it is it's bad news and it's controversial, and we have talked about it a little bit on the show, but we haven't had the opportunity to take your phone calls on all things hot Cheeto related, which is what we're going to do right now at 1-800-520-1067. Got an email yesterday, Kevin, maybe you saw it, from a woman who said that hot Cheetos can cause ulcers or create small holes in the stomach lining, and that they're the worst thing you can allow children to eat, is what she told us yesterday.
That's hard to believe.
Why would they let you have food that can create ulcers?
I don't know, but it seems like everybody's got an opinion on the hot Cheetos. There are people who love it. It's the best thing that's ever been made. And then there are people who just swear it off and say nobody should be allowed to eat it. So it really runs the gamut on hot Cheeto experiences.
If you don't want to eat hot Cheetos, you don't have to. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you want your hot Cheetos.
I like hot Cheetos. Bean Man, that is ringtone, by the way. We have been getting a lot of phone calls about putting it on the download rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Rodeo download?
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Right.
So go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, download Rodeo, and you can get that clip for yourself and you can put it on your phone. If
awesome.
You
want
to eventually you can. I sent it to Dave yesterday. It's still not up.
But
he claims it's in the works and it will be soon. So here's a little bit. Again, we'll take your calls on the hot Cheetos, 1-800-520-1067. If you have any personal experience with you or your kids and the controversy over the Red Menace, here's a little bit of the story. And Kevin, in particular, loves National Public Radio. He's crazy about NPR. And part of the reason is that they can take anything and make it dynamic and exciting.
Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards. If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation, flaming hot Cheetos. The snacks have become so popular that some schools are banning them. NPR's Luke Burbank visited one such school in Pasadena, California, where for many students, the ban just seems to make the snacks more tempting.
People listen to that guy on purpose.
Sure. Yeah, he's doing a good
job.
He's
twice the age of Larry King.
Mm.
It won't surprise you that a lot of teachers at this elementary school in Pasadena are very firmly against the idea of hot Cheetos on the playground.
I don't think it's good for them. If you look at it, there isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
That's why last year when she took over as principal at Jackson, she banned the stuff. And she says the crackdown has been mostly successful. But there is one snack that still bedevils her. One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags. I don't like red hot Cheetos at all.
By the way, the way they talk about it, it could be the crack epidemic.
Yeah.
I mean, the concern that they have for the kids and their Cheetos, it's crazy, right?
They don't really give a crap if you don't like them. You know?
Seriously, Kevin, do you ever send your kids out with family-sized bags of chips to go to school?
Well, no,
but weird?
It seems like a parent thing to me. I'm not a big fan of schools or government right. or anybody else stepping in and going, look, kids are getting fat. We need to do what we can because the parents aren't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
And if they're so happy on hot Cheetos, just feed them hot Cheetos.
They'll want to go to school if they can eat their hot Cheetos.
If you That's take right. away hot Cheetos, you got a riot on your hands.
Exactly.
Right. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. Here's what the Chillins have to say in Pasadena about the Cheetos.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
I like them so much. They're my favorite. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Shatan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground. They say they love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks, even the red powder that invariably ends up all over them and their clothes.
What's going on with your pants here?
Today, I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got away, so I wiped them on my pants.
That just sounds like a good time to me.
Those little kids love the illicit nature of it, do they?
Yeah, they do,
you
yes.
reporter.
All right, one more clip, and then we'll go right to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. And that is, besides the fact that you get fat, or the K-Rock listener who suggested you're going to create an ulcer if you eat the hot Cheetos, there is one other side effect that I think is worth mentioning.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs.
Oh.
And your booty might be burning.
Oh, you don't want your booty burned, right?
They love that.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Huntington Beach. He's on line one this morning, and then we'll invite your calls on all things hot Cheeto. Mike, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I got an 8-year-old, and this kid Jones for these things.
Yeah.
I mean, we walk down the aisle in the grocery store. He starts that twitch. You know, I think that there's some kid at school who hands them out to get the kids hooked, but, man, these kids are addicted to these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I mean, the first bag is free. Have you ever tried them?
Yeah, they're all right.
All right. They're the best.
Thanks, but, I mean, this kid, he'll offer to clean his room, which if you got an 8-year-old, that's the nuclear bomb of I'll do anything, man. Give me
wow.
the Cheetos.
I hope you use them for good.
Yeah.
What is it about the hot Cheetos that makes it his favorite snack food? What is it he likes about it more than he would like, you know, chocolate or something?
I think it's that everybody tells me you shouldn't do it so that, you know, it's so bad it's good. I can't figure it out.
Plus,
man,
I'm pretty sure they add crack to it.
I'm thinking, yeah, there's something in there. There's something.
Stand
you know, the subliminal messages will cut in later. I don't know.
I would clean your kid's room for a bag of hot Cheetos right now.
So, hey, do we have a gift, a parting gift for Mike? Maybe something from the Shirt Still Hurts campaign, because I know we've been collecting those out on the street with Beer Mug lately.
Yes, we do. For you, Mike, we are going to give you the Van Hagar 2004 U.S. Tour shirt.
Congratulations.
I see you're excited. Hold on.
See, now Mike's an example of a kid who does enjoy the illicit nature of the hot Cheetos snack. You were mocking the reporter, but it turns out to be true.
The reporter was suggesting the kid does, and I'm saying
what he was saying. That's what Mike was saying, is one of the reasons his kid likes it so much is that people aren't supposed to eat them. People are trying to stop people from eating hot Cheetos.
All right, I can't hear you anymore. Let's go to Rob in Simi Valley. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, Rob.
Why are the communists trying to take away our hot Cheetos?
I have no idea. All I know is my 2-year-old loves them. Every time we go by, like, he knows where 7-Eleven is.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we go by there, he starts screaming, I want hot Cheetos, I want hot Cheetos.
Wow.
He's crazy.
And?
I can't even eat those things.
Do you buy them?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
Good man.
Yeah, I can't even eat those things, though. They tear me up, but he loves them.
Really? How about that? Does he ever, like the kids in the story, does he ever just like giggle and laugh and he's just so happy when he has hot Cheetos that all is right with the world?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. He couldn't be happier. Give him his hot Cheetos and...
It's the kid version of being high.
Yeah, definitely.
It really is.
That's what it is.
Or something.
All right, we got the Shirts Till It Hurts program. Rob, we are going to send you a shirt that is The Rock back, simply electrifying.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, we got to take a break. We got some great calls on the phone, including several teachers, by the way. One who doesn't let her students eat hot Cheetos, and we'll find out
communist.
Why. Another whose kids sneak Cheetos in. We've got lots of teachers. We're also going to find out how Mexicans eat their hot Cheetos and other great combinations of things that you can do with your hot Cheetos. And Kevin, maybe you haven't even tried. This could be educational this morning.
I'm well. Just put that in your mouth, Lisa.
Oh okay.
Yep. Oh!
This is my very first hot Cheeto ever. Okay.
We have them in the vending machine here at K-Rock. Lisa, we've just found out, has never tried a hot Cheeto, and now she's about to for the first time.
Eat it!
Eat it!
Eat it!
Eat it!
All right.
Eat it!
Eat it!
Eat it!
Oh, how was it? Best thing
swallow!
Ever.
Swallow!
Swallow! Swallow!
Crap, that's really hot.
Swallow!
Is it hot?
But...
It's good.
Yes.
Those are really good, but they're really hot.
Come on, throw another one right over there by you. Oh, I like that.
Lisa, would you say that you love hot Cheetos?
I love hot Cheetos.
Yay!
You love them so much?
I love them so much.
Play the kids. Come on.
Let's hear them.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
All right. We're debuting our new segment. Let's talk about hot Cheetos right now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with, we got so many good calls. Let's try Christine and Cerritos on line 8. How about that? Christine, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for calling. You love hot Cheetos?
I love hot Cheetos.
That's what I thought.
They're pretty addicting, I have to admit.
Now, you're a teacher, right?
Yeah, I taught for 7 years in South Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Where it's a totally different problem because these kids walk to school and there's like a liquor store in every corner. So they buy the 99 cent bags for breakfast and they eat them on an empty stomach. So about 30 to 45 minutes after they get in class, their stomach starts hurting and then they vomit.
Oh!
Are you serious?
Yeah, on their books, on their neighbors, on the floor.
How often does that happen though when they eat hot Cheetos that they get sick?
You know, I had it happen a couple of times and before I finally said, you know what, hot Cheetos are banned. And I banned them in my classroom.
Who's with me? No one?
You banned hot Cheetos, so you hate America.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's not
Does the throw-up light other things on fire?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How about a Shirts Till It Hurts for Christine? What do you have for her?
I think she needs the baseball tee that on the back says Team Hora 69, and then on the front there's a V-neck cut very low.
Very nice.
Okay. All right, Christine, we want to see you in that. Awesome. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to another teacher. Vanessa is on line 6. She's calling us from East L.A. this morning. Hey, Vanessa, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You love hot Cheetos?
I am Mexican, and I do not like hot Cheetos.
What? Wow.
Yes.
You need to renounce your citizenship.
They are too spicy for me. Okay. My palate does not accept them. But my kids have been sneaking them in the restroom and eating them. And when the principal, or not the principal, comes out to check on them and ask them what they're doing, they're like, nothing, nothing. And then she's all, let me see your fingers.
Right.
She now has evidence against them. And the poor little guys, they're like third graders, and now they're benched for eating in the bathroom. Hot Cheetos.
It's like
how about
kids
that?
Used to smoke in the bathroom, and now they eat hot Cheetos.
Aren't we happy that they're not drinking or smoking? I mean, come on.
So.
They're eating hot Cheetos. All right, well,
this
could
is
be worse.
Irreparable damage.
Exactly. First it was gum, now it's hot Cheetos. So
yeah.
I personally don't like them, but whenever we have a party in class, let me tell you, I am the first teacher to buy a big bag of hot Cheetos and pass those guys out.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how you know it's going to be a big hit. All right, what do we have for Vanessa today?
She said she was Hispanic, so she gets the Vote for Pedro shirt. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah, booty might be burning.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, let's talk to Carlos in Lake Elsinore, please, on line 4. We're starting to get in a lot of calls and emails from people who have variations on how to enjoy your hot Cheetos. Hey, Carlos.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, what, Carlos.
What's your variation on how to eat them?
Check it out. Look, Vanessa's, she's not Mexican, because Mexicans eat them with lemon.
With lemon?
With lemon.
Yeah, we squeeze lemon juice all over them.
And now, that's not a euphemism, is it?
No.
We can't stop
okay.
eating them.
What does lemon juice do to them?
What's that?
What does lemon juice do to them?
It adds nutrition.
It messes up enamel on your teeth. No, it tastes good.
It's like having a piece of fruit with your hot Cheetos.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's healthy. It's actually makes healthy. It healthy.
Yeah.
It goes together like beans and tortillas.
All right. I'm going to try it.
Carlos, you got a t-shirt for Carlos as well?
I do. You get the Share 99 Do You Believe concert tee.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Mary emails in, by the way, that hot Cheetos with cream cheese is her favorite. She says she now can't stop thinking about it. She's going to buy a bag later. I also got an email from Gina who said, I've seen little Asian kids, use chopsticks to enjoy their hot Cheetos. That way they don't get the chili powder all over them. It's very cute. That's from Gina.
Plus they can't get caught by the principal.
Brilliant.
That's right.
Oh, nice. That's right. Well, we have how many different ways do you want to celebrate hot Cheetos? We got a lot of calls.
I think we're out of time for right now, but I do think our new feature, Let's Talk About Hot Cheetos, is here to stay. I don't think there's any way we can contain it in just one segment
and
today. I'm sorry.
We must eat them every time we do it.
Well, yeah.
They're delicious.
And if something makes kids this happy, give it to them.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
But, Kanye West on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 20 minutes. What about that, by the way?
I love that guy, by the way.
Yeah.
I know it's not our format. We don't play him a lot, but I love him.
If you have a chance to interview him, you interview him.
Yeah, of course.
He's very talented. Kanye coming up on this.
He's black.
Well, that's not the point here. Now let's talk about some of our favorite people in the world, the Pollies.
Kevin and Bean, they're just a lot of fun. Kevin and Bean. They've got the darkness on the run.
A lot of people don't realize that we do have the darkness on the run.
Yep.
We're doing the best we can with that. The Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly and his beautiful bride, Linda, on the phone from their North Dakota home, back on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Hey, guys, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hi.
Is it starting to get, here we are in mid-November, starting to get cold up where you guys live?
Yeah. It's off and on. Like yesterday, we had a 50-degree day, and then it was down way low the day before.
All the plant life dies in Southern California if it gets down to 50.
Pretty much, yeah. We're not prepared for that.
That's total destruction here.
And if I remember back at the time, when we first started talking to you guys years ago, it was God, Gerald, who came to you and told you to move to North Dakota, right?
Right.
And how do you feel that's working out for you? Have you ever had a reason to think back and wonder maybe if that was the best idea?
Oh, no, never. I mean, without the power that we've gotten here and the power from you guys, if everything hadn't worked perfectly together, we would have been in a lot of trouble.
But you speak to God a lot on a daily basis, right?
Just about.
Okay,
or one of his primary workers.
Would it be out of line for you to say, hey, how about someplace warm now?
Well, they've had ideas about us moving to California a couple of times, but...
But frankly, we don't need you here because we have me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. Why put all the power in California? Because Kevin is already the voice of God in California, right?
Well, we wanted to boost the effort a little bit, and God wanted to praise Kevin's charity work.
Oh, that's very nice, yeah. Now, California has got to be just the wart on God's ass. I mean, he has to hate the stuff that goes on here with all the gays and all the drugs and all the minorities, right, Gerald?
Well, that's everywhere.
Wasn't that what got our attention? From Gerald Pauly, I think the first time we talked to him was when he was saying that no one from California could get into heaven.
That's right. He did tell us that.
I think that's what got our attention to him in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest turnarounds in history. We went from one of the most negative areas in the world to... After Jimmy Kimmel and you guys, one of the most positive.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we're doing our part. Now, we wanted to have you guys on the phone this morning because I guess you sent a note out to producer Alex recently about a mission from God that you are trying to get going between with Kevin and Lisa May, right?
Right.
Now, Gerald, I have to be honest. I am not a reader. So I got through about 27 pages of your latest email.
27 pages.
And then I couldn't finish. So why do you want me to go to Salt Lake City accompanied by Lisa May?
To negotiate with the prophet there, the Mormon Church, because we need a young lady in his church to use as a shield to protect people. So when I travel and stuff, that I could go to their churches and preach and stuff. God wants them to continue the work that they're doing against the homosexual movement and other things.
I was afraid
and
of that.
And he would like to, you know, get us into it and get working with them. But unfortunately, my powers are really acting up. And
wait a minute.
I need somebody
to wait a minute. How do your powers act up?
Well, since
herpes act up, not powers.
Okay. Since Jesus and Mary Magdalene left, Mary Magdalene was a booster for my wife. She kept my negative powers in check. Normally, I only attack really bad people. People that do really desperate things.
What do you mean by
attack?
But
now I'm attacking people that do even minor things, just little things that can normally be saved.
You're scaring us. What do you mean by attack? When you're not hurting Linda.
Well, I attack their souls. I attack their eternal beings.
Okay, as long as it's her. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, Linda, you're fine, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But, Gerald, forgive me. I'm having trouble following this. There are lots of people around the world who agree with you and are against the Prop 8 that's going on in California, and they're managed to work against it and do their own work without having a protector from Utah by their side. I mean, can't you just work as a citizen of the United States to make the laws pass that you agree and disagree with?
Well, unfortunately, we need to be in contact with more people, and I just cannot get in contact with people without them having somebody to protect them. It is really
so we're protecting them from you.
So is Lisa the protector then?
Yes, definitely. She is. She is your protector. She protects you
from
the negative stuff coming in towards you and keeps you from, you know, inadvertently harming somebody that, you know, might have a little bitty thing wrong.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know that was her important work.
I didn't know you had that power,
well,
Kevin.
I do.
Gerald, have you and Linda ever had hot Cheetos?
I have heard about that. Oh. I can't stand them.
Gerald, try it again.
They're delicious.
It sounds
healthy. I can.
Linda, you would love them. They would make you crazy.
That's right. They are God's food. All right. Now, also tell me this. So you want them to go to Salt Lake City, which, of course, they're willing to do because you can't argue with God. And the Mormon Church has somebody that is designated as the prophet. There's somebody like that that they're supposed to find?
Yeah. The leader of the church there is called the prophet of the church. Mm-hmm. He is considered the living prophet. I believe if they haven't changed the system, they have an individual who is the leader of the church, who is called the prophet of the church.
And then I'm supposed to meet with him?
He runs the church. Yeah, we would like you to take some documents about what is happening and ask him if he could find this young lady that we need and if he would sponsor her and get in contact with us so we could get some of the things going that we would like to get going with the church.
Who's the young lady?
I'm sorry?
The young lady that you need. Who is she?
Well, we don't actually know who she is. We don't know her by name. We've just got a very small description of her, that she's somewhere between 13 and 14 years old and dark hair and dark eyes and has a vibrant personality, a smile that just wins everybody's hearts.
And you are trying to kidnap her and make her live in your basement?
No. No.
I misunderstood.
Okay. We would like to, you know, try to make some arrangement to adopt her as our daughter.
What?
Is she an orphan?
What about going through an adoption agency?
Well, we need a particular person.
Oh.
It's not, you know, just like, you know, we can't pick ourselves. God picks the person. God picks.
Come on,
the
Kevin.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Trying to keep up.
I lost my mind.
All right. We're going to need some more information off the air about what Kevin and Lisa are supposed to do when they get on the ground in Salt Lake City, like how they're supposed to go about finding this person. Now, is their goal to find this girl and then somehow get her to North Dakota for you? Because that seems like, I don't know, transporting a minor across state lines.
We would have to work very carefully with her parents. You know, this is something that would have to be arranged.
So she has parents.
I hope so.
But they would let you.
I hope she's not an orphan or something.
They would let you take her.
Yes,
we
would be in hope that they would understand the situation.
All right, so just
as they are religious people, you know what, you know that this is necessary and that we need her so we can do God's work with their church.
All right, Gerald. So just if I could recap, because we're running late on time, you want me, Kevin, and Lisa to go to Salt Lake City to meet with the prophet so that the prophet can then talk a girl who's 13 or 14's parents into letting you
adopt her, even though she has parents.
Yep, that's basically it. This is what God wants.
That seems easy.
I know.
I don't have any problem with that. That sounds fine. Let's go tomorrow.
I got to tell you, Gerald, I'm on board with everything except for the 13-year-old girl, and I'm not a huge fan of your hatred of gay people. Is that
a problem?
It's kind of a deal breaker to me.
No, please don't say I hate gay people. I do not hate them.
Okay.
I just do not accept what they do.
Okay. Well, uh-huh.
But they're going to do it anyway, you know.
Yeah. But if they would do it in private, we wouldn't have a problem.
They don't do it on the streets.
Well, we're not going to.
We don't
know
some of them I've known.
I don't think we're going to. No, we don't.
We're not going to solve this one today. That's for sure. We're not going to solve this discrepancy. But you're not a Mormon, though. Yet you want to work with hand in hand with the Mormon Church to defeat 8, right? Or
yep.
Pass 8, whichever way you're supposed to go. I don't know.
Right.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is it about Prep 8 and gay people, or is it about you adopting a girl who already has parents?
It's about a lot of things. It's mainly about giving the Mormon Church God's power and rebuilding Christianity.
Wow, we have a big job now.
You better go for 2 days instead of one, guys.
I have to be honest, that sounds like a pretty heavy load for my little shoulders. You know?
Well,
you got
God,
me though, Kevin.
God only asks those to do work that they can do.
That's true. That's
true.
A good point.
That's a good point. All right, real quick before we go, we love the Paulies. Linda, what's that website address for our listeners if they want to find out more information about your ministry?
Come on.
All right, sorry. Do it again. Try it one more time.
www.voicesfor.
No, let Linda talk. Let her give out the address.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's not me. It must be like the forces of evil that are starting that machine.
All right, one more time, Linda. Then we got to go.
www.voicesfor.
Gerald and Linda Pauly have been our guests. We'll check in again with them soon. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day up there in North Dakota.
Good day.
Okay, bye. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
That Thriller music is the worst thing that's ever happened to us.
Or it's best.
Why do you say that, Ralph?
Because Kevin is just raping us with it.
I really... It's like,
he does love it.
It's like I found a shiny object.
See,
and
Beans Hot Cheetos and your Thriller music, we're set for the next 8 to 9 months, I figure.
I'm very satisfied with that, actually.
I can't help myself. I really can't.
I think this is good. We should do another segment on talking about hot Cheetos.
Yes.
Earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out of time. We had a lot of great calls.
No, I think you covered it pretty much. I think you covered the whole thing.
Oh, there's so much more to say.
Scratched the surface.
No, I think
people
we got it.
People put it in tuna sandwiches.
Right.
Did you know that?
People eat it in a variety of ways. I pretty much distilled that from the 20 minutes you spent talking about it. I get that people eat Cheetos in a variety of ways.
So you're saying we shouldn't talk about hot Cheetos for 20 minutes, but the sham effing wow, you're willing to go on and on and on and on about.
A lot more useful than the hot Cheeto,
How dare you?
You can use the ShamWow in a multitude of ways.
You can swallow
hot Cheeto,
it.
You can just eat. That's
you can
all
swallow
you can do.
It before you eat the hot Cheetos, and then you'll be safe.
You'll absorb the hot Cheetos.
Right.
I'm
good
all
idea.
About the Mighty Putty now anyway. I'm off the ShamWow.
No more ShamWow?
I'm all about the Mighty Putty.
Mighty Putty. All right.
Okay. Can't wait to hear about that later. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Good news for comic book fans. Just keeps getting better in terms of comic book movies. Variety today reports that Fox has decided to continue its X-Men franchise, but it's already going to do a reboot. So
already?
All the X-Men movies you've liked previously, they're going to reestablish the franchise with a brand new film called X-Men First Class. It'll be about the first class of young people that Xavier trains at his Institute for Higher Learning and turns them into superheroes.
So this is before all of the existing X-Men movies.
The prequel to the X-Men movies, basically, yes. And Josh Schwartz, our buddy who created The OC and Gossip Girl, will be the man writing the screenplay. For X-Men First Class. It's speculated that they're going to go back to the original X-Men, which in the 60s, when the comic book first started, were Iceman, Angel, Cyclops, Jean Grey, the Beast, that group of people. So, could be cool. There's about four different X-Men movies in the works right now.
Jeez. Wow.
You got that one. You got X-Men Origins, which is another X-Men film about some different characters. You got the Wolverine solo movie that's coming out that Hugh Jackman's already filmed.
Right.
And they're going to do a prequel focusing on the history of Magneto, too, the evil villain played by Ian McKellen in the feature.
There's not one of them focusing on what's-her-name with the blue body paint? I mean, come on.
Mystique?
Yes.
No, there's no Mystique movie
well,
in the works.
Well, come on with that. So. You want me to talk to the leaders of the Mormon Church about that?
I would appreciate it while you're out
while
there.
I'll add
that to the
list. Can you grab me a teenage girl, too, while you're out there?
I'm not grabbing any teenage girl.
It sounds like you're going to kidnap a teenage girl and bring her back.
Not
going
to happen.
For the Reverend. And I'm thinking if you're out there, while you're making a kid run, maybe you could pick me up and throw her in the trunk. That's all I'm asking.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
No. Let's save the tape from today, because when this turns into a Jim Jones, Jonestown, Guyana type situation in about 5 years, we'll want to know where it all began, where it all went from funny to turning wrong.
All of a sudden, it's Hail Bop.
That's exactly. That's why I'm the voice of God and you're not, Bean.
I guess
why
so.
Right there. Your
if
negativity.
God is speaking through Kevin, I'm out of luck. I don't know what's going to happen.
God's a lot less eloquent than I thought.
So much for intelligent design, you know what I mean? That theory goes right out the window. It's all about evolution, if Kevin's speaking for God.
God has to be saying, I used to get Moses to do my stuff. Now I'm stuck with Kevin. What's going on?
I thought a burning bush was bad. Now I got this guy talking for me.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink.
Yeah.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah, right.
Reality television news. Kim Kardashian insinuating that there may be a wedding in the cards for her and boyfriend Saint Reggie Bush. He's not literally
he's a saint now?
But he's a New Orleans Saint football player. And that process will, of course, be filmed at broadcast
reality
on
TV
television.
Show.
Glendale! Everything leading up to the nuptials, including the ceremony itself, will be broadcast for your enjoyment.
She's going to run him right away, isn't she?
Yeah, but if she just taps him, he'll fall down, so he won't be able to run too far, so that'd be good. Beauty and the Geek has been canceled by the C-Dub, but MTV is talking about picking it up. They would like to do a celebrity version of Beauty and the Geek by picking some of its geekier members of former Real World contestants and have them competing with Playboy Playmates.
So, well, if you put Playmates on, people will watch.
I know I will.
Yeah.
Speaking of MTV, have you seen the commercials yet for the new Shot at Love?
Mm-mm.
No. Tequila?
No Tila Tequila this time.
What?
Who's on it?
Who is it?
Now it's called a double shot of love.
Okay.
And they've got...
Twins?
Two twin girls who are bisexual looking for love with either a guy or a girl.
Oh my God, really?
Two surgically enhanced twins, Nikki and Ricky... And they go by the showbiz name of, wait for it, the Icky Twins.
No.
Because one is Ricky and the other is Nikki. Together, they're the Icky Twins. And I've seen them and they, yes, indeed are the Icky Twins.
I'm sure they're looking for love, though.
No, absolutely, Lisa. Yeah. They wouldn't do this just for publicity absolutely or try to get into show business.
And I'm sure they're bisexual.
They are looking for true, true love, just like Tila Tequila was.
Oh, that's wrong.
And more details are coming out about the Ozzy Osbourne variety show. The entire Osbourne family, of course, involved in a show which has now been titled The Osbournes, Loud and Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they are planning a recurring sketch which features Ozzy and Sharon as kids. So they're currently, here's an opportunity for you parents, they're currently casting for a 7-year-old boy to play Ozzy at that age. Must have dark hair and have no problem with swearing profusely.
Oh, that's the best.
So if you're a parent and you want to get your kid in show business and you don't mind your 7-year-old cursing up a blue streak and dyeing his hair black, then maybe you too can be a horrible parent and get your kid in this gig.
That's awesome.
They should get that little Bill O'Reilly kid.
Yes, they should.
They're looking for a 7-year-old girl to play young Sharon as well. So I hope it's young Sharon after the... stomach bypass.
The lipo band.
Yeah,
whatever
she had put on. Because then you get a big old fat 7-year-old kid. You don't want that. Who wants that?
No.
Nobody. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday.
She's going to yell at us next time she comes in again, Ralph.
Oh, she wasn't fat?
It's always because of
Sharon
you that we didn't yell
fat.
At.
Sharon wasn't fat. You're right. My bad. Sharon wasn't enormous at one point in her life.
Are you in here when she yells at us?
My bad.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm speaking falsehoods. She wasn't a giant woman before she had her surgery.
I'm scared of her. That's all I'm saying.
You would have been more scared of her when she was 3 bills. Take you out. Michael Strahan. Celebrity birthdays today. Lakers forward Vladimir Radmanovich celebrates his 28th birthday today. Actress Jodie Foster is 46. Meg Ryan is 47. Allison Janney from The West Wing turns 48. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses fame is 48. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, is 66 years old. He's one of those dudes, too, who, as he gets older, just gets more distinguished looking and better looking.
Yeah.
Pisses me right off. Ted Turner, 70 years old. And talk show host Larry King.
Yes.
Celebrates his 75th birthday today.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Yeah. That 75. Means you're 75, Larry. That's what that means.
And I'm 12. Come on.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
That's what they're telling me.
Yeah. We'll no call. One ever lies about that.
Well, Larry wouldn't lie.
Larry doesn't know.
We should cut him in half and count the rings, because I think there might be something off here. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are you doing the robot?
You give me my... Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Welcome to the good life. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Flash, light, light.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger.
She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me. You think about me now and then.
This is a huge weekend. If you, like us, are fans of Mr. Kanye West, you can see him this Sunday night on ABC on the American Music Awards, where he is performing and nominated for Best Album. Plus, the new CD, 808s and Heartbreak, comes out everywhere on Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West on the phone with us on the Kevin and Bean Show on KRO. Good morning, Kanye.
Yo, what's up, man? What's good?
Doing good. We understand you're in Germany today. You got a crazy schedule all over Europe this week, I hear.
Yeah, we just finished a seven tour in a row.
Right.
Okay, wait a second. I might get my words together.
Seven concert dates in a row?
Yeah, seven concert dates in a row. That shows you I'm just delirious.
Well, I mean, you got to. I mean, that's part of your job. You know, you're an artist, but you kind of also have to be the hype man when your record finally gets ready to come out. You got to make sure everyone in the world knows that Monday, November 24th, is the date.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because I like talking. A lot.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Kanye, because there are an awful lot of people who admire your talent, but they say, wow, is that guy a blowhard? Wow, does that guy always have something to complain about? Do you think people are fair or unfair when they make those comments about you and your outspoken nature?
Yeah, I definitely complain too much and stuff. It was like a reflection of the basic energy I was feeling and putting out, like, negative energy and stuff, like, and always complaining and looking at things half empty. And just the people I would be around and letting them drive me to become miserable. But it really, it's like I really need to be happy because I'm in a great situation where I can influence the world. I can do songs like and live my dream out, which so many people wish they were in the opportunity. So I really need to have more of that outlook on things.
So, in other words, you're working on yourself on becoming more positive and using your enormous power for more good rather than just bringing people down all the time.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I never really would bring any particular person down. Like, I was never the type of rapper that would talk about other people in a negative way. But more I'd, like, focus on, like, oh, award shows are fixed and blah, blah, that type of thing.
Right.
Like, for me, I wouldn't mind if I wasn't nominated for anything. I'd prefer to not be nominated. When I'm here, I'm nominated. I'm like, ah, why do I have to be a part of this aspect? Because what's real about award shows is the opportunity to perform for so many people. And that's what I love about it. But the actual award part is like, whatever.
I look forward to the fact that you're on an award show because I know something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but you're so outspoken that I find it fascinating.
Yeah. I think now, like, except awards, I just say thank you, and people start getting bored. And it's just like, why am I even watching this show now? But you're watching because to see, like, great talents. It's not really about who's winning or who's losing because it doesn't line up so many times. And that used to frustrate me a lot just as a true fan of music.
I can totally agree. I totally understand. We had the same conversation, Kanye, about Britney Spears, God love her, but you said this about the MTV Europe Awards recently. When the MTV America Awards happened, and she won all those videos, including Video of the Year, we were like, you have got to be kidding. It was really more of a popularity contest than it was a recognition for great artistry.
Yeah, that's how I felt. And it was like, I'm not trying to diss Britney or anything like that. Like, one of my favorite songs last year was the Give Me.
Right.
That was like I loved that record. But I just feel like Rihanna had a really breakout year. and became the biggest artist. Like, Rihanna sold more records than me altogether, if you include her international sales.
She
is arguably the biggest artist in the world currently.
I agree. I mean, I can't agree with you more on that. This is Kanye West on the phone on the World Famous K-Rock, talking to him from Germany right now. His new album is called 808s and Heartbreak, and it comes out on Monday. Kanye, I don't know if anybody else has told you this in the last 2 weeks, but you're talking to somebody who dressed up on a Halloween party on the 31st of October as Kanye West. You, my man, were my costume.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm quite honored. Now I feel like Batman or a Smurf.
I brought out the polo shirt and the Argyle sweater. I had the Venetian blind shades. I had the afro, the blackface. I was Kanye West for a night, and I got to tell you, it felt pretty good.
You're doing that blackface. You know that was a problem at one time in culture, and people used to get crucified with that. But I was always down with the blackface.
Well, he was being
death again in Metro. Just as long as you didn't do like big white lips with it.
Oh no,
like,
no.
Trust me, nobody is gonna mistake him for you. It was basically only the glasses, those white blind glasses, that let us know who he was trying to be.
Yeah, so. we had a friend that dressed up like Sarah Palin for Halloween, but she didn't wear the glasses.
Right.
And how could you be Sarah Palin without the glasses?
You either have to have the glasses or a weapon.
She's just a chick in a suit.
A weapon. Or just not answer any of your questions.
That's true.
Exactly. Hey, Kanye, let's take a minute and talk about 808s and Heartbreak, which we got an opportunity to hear this week. And it's a great record, and there was something about it for you, as I understand, that made you want to record it quickly and then get it out there quickly. Why is this one so important that you had to drop it right away as soon as you made it?
Well, it was just a flow. Like, when I went to Hawaii, I basically moved to Hawaii for a month, and I started really zoning out and looking at the purity of everything. Like, you're in paradise, and we would play basketball every day, and I would grab that basketball and think, wow, it's people who can do stuff so great with this ball that it can make them millions of dollars and they can change the world. We talk about, like, music. Like, every song that's ever been done has been made off of 12 notes. Any melody you've ever heard are these same combination of 12 notes. And it's like, when I would shoot the ball, it was such a one idea, because I used to play basketball all the time. Mm-hmm. And music, you get to the point where you put stuff up, you try to change it, you ramp this up, you focus group this, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is not no focus group stuff. This is not releasing stuff based on who's going to like what. I'm releasing stuff based on this is what I want to express to people right now. I feel like I have good taste. You know, I didn't say I have good taste, which is what I feel, but I put I feel like.
Right, sure.
But you know, because I'm learning now how to suppress my esteem for myself, so I sound like.
So you can fit in.
So I don't offend people.
Right, sure. Now, one of the things.
I don't offend people with my confidence.
A lot of people know K-Rock that are listening. They know that we don't feature a lot of your music. I love your music, and I love the songs on this one. You are coming from a place of great heartbreak when you do some of these songs, like Welcome to the Heartbreak, I think is an amazing song. I have a little clip of it that I want to play, and then I want to ask you about it.
Bad enough that I showed up late. I had to leave before they even cut the cake. Welcome to heartbreak. And my head keeps spinning. Can't stop having these visions. I gotta get with it.
And it's, I gotta tell you, it's really bizarre for me to hear somebody from the R&B / rap world that talks negatively about all the money and things.
Well, it was a moment. It's like the midlife crisis. Like the point where, you know, you're on stage and you live this dream life. You can have like any supermodel you want. You can have this. You can have basically what Tom Cruise had in Vanilla Sky. And there was that point where he figured that he couldn't wake up, where he wanted to just wake up and live a regular life and just like have a family and have all these things. And with the losses that I had in this past year, it just seemed like, oh, I'm going to just live this dream forever and never wake up. And it's really a depressing state. And on that line, when you played the clip, I don't know if people heard the whole clip, but it said, you know, my god sister getting married by the lake, but I couldn't figure out who I wanted to take. Bad enough that I showed up late. I had to leave before they even cut the cake. Welcome to heartbreak. And I thought that was great because heartbreak, you know, you think it would be like all about heartbroken for this woman, but it's heartbroken from the position that you're in.
Right.
That puts people in a position where it's hard for them to love you because you're such a celebrity. You get so many rumors about you. You get like, it's hard for them to be strong enough to really stand by you in the midst of all that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's just, it's not a normal topic for that genre of music. It's all about, you know, the bling and the money and everything. But you have friends coming up showing you pictures of their kids, and you can show them a picture of your cribs, you say on the song, and it's not satisfying.
My best friend showed me pictures of his kids, and all I could show him was pictures of my cribs. But I thought that was great to word, you know, what people hold up so high. And hold it lower to say, wow, these cribs, did not compare the pictures of your kids.
Right.
He said his daughter had a brand new report card, and all I got was a brand new sports car. Like, and you would think that it's all about, like, having this sports car, but, like, there's nothing that compares to having a family, and that's, like, the true meaning of life. And it's, like, kind of me doing a temperature check for myself, saying, wow, I need to, like, get my act together and have, like, a family and just be a better person and be more responsible now that it's not that person, meaning my mother, to be there to always tell me to pull my coattail. Now I'm forced to be in a situation where I have to grow up.
Right.
And I think with this record, it's going to transcend culture as music did in the 80s. When I listened to Madonna, I didn't know it wasn't black music. I didn't know Phil Collins wasn't R&B or what was that. And it wasn't to the advent of, I think, hip-hop that really was about separation. And it's a lot of things I don't agree with hip-hop, you know, about separating, saying you can't listen to this, you can only listen to that. Like, I loved Nirvana just as much as I loved LL Cool J when I was a kid.
Right.
And now these songs are much more pop stadium records than they are R&B records.
You don't do a lot of rapping on this CD.
No, not at all. The rapping limited me, you know, to not have melody in me. You know, melody is like beautiful paintings that I had inside of me, but I was nervous to show people because I felt they would say I couldn't draw because I couldn't sing.
Right.
But in the shower, you sing, and in your bathroom mirror, you dance, and you do all these things. And I said, you know what? Forget it. There's nothing more I have to lose. Let me just do what it is I really feel in my heart. And the messages, I think, can impact more with melody. Think about the ABCs. What if someone taught you your ABCs like this? A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
yeah.
H, I. Like,
wouldn't know it.
Like,
to this day, I wouldn't know it. That's the problem.
That's right.
Melody does help with that. Yeah.
Kanye, you're making a lot of sense, and it's really interesting to talk to you now at this point in your life and this point in your career where you're starting to ask some of those big questions, because you wouldn't be the first artist who worked so hard to get to the top and then once he got there said, now what's really important? I mean, that is, I think, a wake-up call for a lot of people. You've expressed it very eloquently. If you're not careful, people are going to start to really like you, Kanye, when they hear you talk like this.
I don't know what I'm going to do with
that. We're almost out of time. We have Kanye West on the phone talking about 808s and Heartbreak, which is the new album that comes out on Monday. It's going to be a day early than it was originally anticipated, and that's good news for those of us who've heard it because it's a great record. Kanye, this is going to sound a little bit out of left field for us, but do you like Hot Cheetos at all? Have you tried the Hot Cheetos yet?
Yeah, I grew up on Hot Cheetos.
Oh, they're the best.
Oh, aren't they the best? Don't you love them?
We just found an NPR story that's about 2 years old, and they were taking the Hot Cheetos away from the little kids, and the little kids are so freaking happy. And so now we're on the Hot Cheeto bandwagon. We're late, I know, but we're on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to put a rhyme where I was going to say I got caught red-handed like Hot Cheetos. I got rid of Hot Cheetos.
That was part of the story, is how they could how the principal was busting the little kids and just look at their fingers.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, we're almost out of time, Kanye. What's now that the album is finally coming out on Monday, what's next? Is it going to be a big tour for you, or what do you got planned?
Well, actually, I'm going to take off some time starting in January where I'm going to focus on music, like on weekends at nighttime. I'm going to really focus in on design. I might go in and intern with one of my friends, like maybe at Louis Vuitton, maybe at Ralph Simmons, because I've always wanted to be a designer. I went to art school, and then I dropped out of art school to do music. And I think I've delivered a good package of music in 4 years to be able to just sit back and do this. And I'm going to come back with another tour called Ye Versus the Volcano. So I'm just taking this time to, like, really look at visuals and costumes, because my tours are not just rap concerts, but it's more like visual traveling installations. It's like my moving art, you know.
Hey, you bring a spaceship, man. We know that about you. That's one thing people expect from you is something crazy to look at in addition to something to listen to.
Yeah.
Dude, tomorrow morning at this time, we're going to be announcing Acoustic Christmas, which is our two shows.
Yeah, we do that every year.
We'll make the announcement tomorrow morning, and it would be awesome if you could stop by and do some songs.
Am I out of town, though?
I don't know. I'm saying check your... Do I have... Check your schedule is what I'm saying.
I'm saying Kevin has a habit of inviting whoever's on the phone every November and December to come play the show. And that doesn't mean that it's an authorized invitation. But
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be cool?
It would be awesome.
I'm saying you invited the guy, the hand farter, that one year. Remember,
yeah,
you just invite anybody we're talking to. But
this
obviously,
is Kanye West.
Obviously, if Kanye could be there, it would be awesome. But I don't know if it would work with his schedule or not. But let's check.
We have to check the schedule.
All right.
All right. Hey, Kanye, you are a great artist. You know that. But, man, I have really enjoyed talking to you and getting a chance to know you for just a few minutes as a person, too. I really appreciate the work that you're doing, and I'm so grateful you took the time to talk to us today. We really enjoyed it, man.
Thanks a lot.
Kanye West, thanks. 808s and Heartbreak is out on
all sorts of reasons for you to continuously go to krock.com, not the least of which is our competition is now up and running for Miss Double December 2008. If you're a young lady 21 and up, would like to represent the show, you can get all the details and apply via the website. The deadline is next Monday night at midnight. Also on the front page of krock.com, we have an easy way for you to donate to the Los Angeles Red Cross and the Orange County Red Cross. As you know, these wildfires this week have been some of the worst in Southern California history. Over 36,000 acres burned. Lots of people need lots of help, and a lot of them, we're finding out, are K-Rock listeners. So please, if you do us a favor, and go to krock.com and check that out today. We appreciate it.
K-Rock listener Renee sent Bean an email. Bean, I know you love the critters. Well, they need your help. I run a nonprofit pet food bank in Orange County, California. We supply animal rescues with food.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she just needs one item. She's just asking for one item. Okay. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Definitely not.
Renee?
Yes.
You're only looking for one item, right?
Yes, a rather large item.
Okay. And that item is?
A forklift.
A forklift.
Oh, my God.
So welcome to Kevin and Bean's Forklifts for Fido.
Wait a minute.
Our new program.
Are you kidding?
I've been to kennels. I've been to the vet's office. I've been to the pound. I've never really seen them use a forklift. What's that all about, Renee?
Well, we move a lot of pet food. We move probably about 40 to 50,000 pounds a week, and our forklift died.
How many pets are you feeding out there? 40 to 50,000 pounds a week?
Just one giant dog?
Clifford, the big red dog?
Big red dog.
No, you supply dog food to animal rescues. You're not an animal rescue yourself?
We're not actually an animal rescue. What we do is we feed thousands of dogs, cats, and other animals also from Mojave Desert all the way to Mexico.
Well, the first thing we can do is cut out cats. I think that'll save some money and some time.
That's right. That's a great idea. Stop feeding the cats. All right, take care of that. Now you don't need a forklift. You just need a shopping cart.
A couple of wheelbarrows, and you'll be happy with it.
There we go.
A forklift.
And is this a forklift you can borrow or one that you're looking for somebody to donate or what?
Well, we're actually looking for someone to donate. We have one on loan until Friday. Ours died 2 weeks ago. We've had it for a year. Someone donated it last year, but we use it daily, of course, because we do move the volume of food. So to keep this going and feed all these homeless animals, which, you know, are out there, we really are desperate.
Who's your market? I mean, who do you appeal to that has just an extra forklift? Because I don't know anyone with extra forklifts.
Well, it'd be construction companies or somebody like that. I mean, obviously we have a lot of those people listening, and if you've got one that you can even lend for a while, I guess that would be helpful, right, Renee? Starting Friday.
That would be wonderful. That would be helpful.
Best case scenario would be a different forklift each day. If you could loan it to her, that would not be a nightmare of biblical proportions.
True.
All right. So let me make sure I understand this. So you don't deal with the animals yourself. You just deal with the food at your location?
We basically deal with the food, and we feed tons of different rescues throughout Southern California. So what we do is we load up our truck with the forklift, and then my volunteers drive it to the shelters, and, you know, we unload it manually at that point because the shelters, like you say, don't have a forklift.
Right.
So,
but where do you get all the food?
The food is donated by manufacturers, distributors. Like we have the grocery stores, we have the Targets, the Walmarts, and places like that.
Doesn't Target or Walmart have a forklift, or is that asking too much?
That's probably asking too much. Yeah. They already give us a lot of food, so.
Hey, I don't know if this is off topic or not, Renee, or if you would even know the answer to this, but do dogs like hot Cheetos?
You know, they do.
I'm sure they do. They like everything.
But their booties be burning, and you can't have that. You can't have
that
in a rescue.
You know, the chihuahuas, especially the ones from Mexico, they love the hot Cheetos.
Oh, the chihuahuas, of course.
All right, just some clarification then.
Yes.
If you cut out feeding the cats, do you still need a forklift?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
More than cats.
How
cats
can
are finicky.
How can, in the unlikely event, and we're happy to try to help, but in the unlikely event that somebody out there has got a pull with a forklift company or is working in construction, has a forklift they can afford to spare, how would they contact you? How would they get that information to you there at the Pet Food Bank?
They can either email me or call us. Our phone number is 714-3-
Let Renee give out the phone number. It's for a good cause, Kevin.
All right, hold on. Hold on just a second.
Divine intervention.
Hey, guys, put Mike on hold out there in the other room, please. All right. Let's go to K-Rock listener Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What are you calling to say?
Well, I got an extra forklift in my building that we're not going to use, and we were going to just pretty much get rid of it. It needs a small minor repair, but it runs great, and it would probably work for him for a lot of years.
Are you kidding?
No.
You have You have a forklift.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, we actually got rid of about two of them about 6 months ago. We just scrapped them because they're used and there's not a big market for used forklifts. So
why do you have all these forklifts laying around an apartment building?
No. We're a warehouse. We're a distributor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you.
We were talking yesterday about this. We were talking about whether we should even talk to Renee because who would have a forklift? I mean, what are the chances? And within 30 seconds, you're on the phone. What?
Yeah, well, I actually have another one in Fresno, too, we're not using.
Can they have them both?
Well, you have to, the one from Fresno would have to be paid to be transported down. Sometimes the transportation is a little bit expensive.
Can't you just drive it real slow?
Yeah, that would take a couple of weeks to drive
in the fast lane of the freeway?
Yeah.
Now, Mike, this is a regular, like, full-size forklift like you'd see at a warehouse you're talking about, right?
3,000-pound capacity forklift.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wonderful.
Renee, that sounds exactly like what you need, right?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, yes.
All right. Now, you hold on, Mike. We're going to get your information. Let's go to Jason, who's calling. Good morning, Jason.
Not another person.
Good morning.
Jason, what are you calling to say?
Well, I own a forklift company out here in Corona, and I heard the guy before wanted to donate a forklift that needs some minor work, and I'll be more than happy to repair it for free.
Come on with that. Look at that.
Yay.
What is happening? Honestly, we almost didn't talk to Renee just because we thought, what are the chances that? You guys are awesome.
Wow.
Great.
Jason, what's your company? Give it a plug.
It's R&D.
Right. Say it again, Jason. One more time. Don't screw with Jason because he's cool. Go ahead, Jason.
All right, one more time.
R&J Material.
I'm just kidding. Do it again.
R&J Materials? Is that what you said?
R&J Material Handling.
All right.
Okay. Wow. All right. You are awesome. Mike is awesome. We want both of you to hold on so we can make sure everybody swaps up information. But this sounds like it's going to work out. But Renee, seriously, no feeding the cats.
You're not feeding the cats, though, right?
That's just crazy, right?
I agree.
That's our one condition on hooking you up with these people. No more cats. Just turn them loose.
What are you trying to say?
All right, Renee. Thank you. I'm glad it worked out for you. Our listeners are awesome.
Thank you.
By the way, I asked the pet food forklift chick if she'll perform on stage at Acoustic Christmas. So,
good.
Very excited.
Great.
Just inviting everyone.
She's
going to
come out as well.
I think she's going to put some cats in boxes with their tails just sticking out, and she hits the tails with a mallet, and they screech in tune to Jingle Bells. She can play a jingle.
Wow, I didn't know she could do a song now.
Awesome. Kevin does have a problem around this time of year. He gets all excited with whoever we have on, and all of a sudden they must be at Acoustic Christmas. That's all that matters.
Listen.
Like, it's his responsibility to book the show, though. That's what's funny about it. He didn't even have the authority to invite somebody to be at Acoustic Christmas.
They don't even ask me my opinion on it.
I know.
They don't run the lineup past you and say, what do you think, Kevin? Does this sound good to you?
But tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we are going to make the announcement for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. 7 o'clock. And then at 7:15, we're going to talk to Club Edmund, or whatever that dude's name is.
Twilight. Team Edward.
That guy.
Club Edmund. We're talking to the actor who plays Edward in the movie Twilight.
Right.
Pattinson.
And then we have Sarah Silverman in the studio tomorrow as well. So.
Rob Pattinson?
All right. 7:56 now, Wednesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
What?
Alec Baldwin, I know, has a bad sort of public rep because of that phone call he made to his daughter and everything else. But every time I see him interviewed, I think I would like that dude. I think I would like to go out and have a couple cocktails with him and shoot the S. I think I would enjoy his company. He strikes me as a smart, funny guy who maybe has a little bit of an impulse control issue.
Yeah. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Now drink up.
But I did read an interview this morning with him from New York Magazine where he talked about doing 30 Rock with Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
Right.
And has that episode aired yet? I haven't caught
the Yes, it was on last week.
It was last week's where she's a crazy broad who comes on to him and he sleeps with her because he thinks crazy girls are better in bed. Right. Mm-hmm. So the interviewer asks Alec Baldwin what was it like to kiss Jennifer Aniston. And he said, it was painful. I mean, every man has had to make out with her in TV and movies. I don't know how they do it. And then the interviewer asked him, if it's true that crazy women are better in bed. Now, here's the thing. He's going through a bitter custody battle with Kim Basinger.
Right.
And I think in his head, you can almost hear the process like, I don't want to give any more fuel to the fire to this situation.
Well, that would be new.
I think this response was spectacular. So are crazy women better in bed? That's assuming I've been with crazy women. If I answer that question in the affirmative, that would type a woman I've been with as being crazy, which I don't really feel like doing right now. Mm-hmm. But I hear from my friends that it's true. Strikes me as a funny dude. This is a great story coming out of England. There is an award-winning comedy in the UK right now called Special People. And it is about young filmmaker teaching a bunch of young wheelchair users how to make their own movie.
Okay.
It's a comedy. And it features a largely disabled cast. The actors in it are, for the most part, largely disabled and in wheelchairs. What is the equivalent of the Motion Picture Association here in the United States, in the British version, has tagged a warning on this film when they released it. Warning, contains disability themes.
What?
And the director's furious. He's thinking that's going to put people off, thinking that it's a downer or it's about disease or
they're mocking them
or accidents or something that it's going to hurt it at the box office. He said this is the only time any movie's ever been labeled with this.
That is weird.
I'm sad.
It's the exact equivalent of putting a warning on a Spike Lee film, he says, saying this film contains black people.
That is weird.
So weirdness coming out of the UK. Don't go, though. Contains disability people.
Wow.
You don't want that. Simon Cowell's giving up on women. He tells Us Weekly magazine after breaking up with his girlfriend, Terry Seymour, I'm off women now.
Yeah.
Bad news for Randy Jackson. A little grabby-feely in the dressing room, I think, before American Idol this year. Nobody wants that. Speaking of a guy I like to grab and feel, George Clooney.
Yeah.
Has not yet committed to returning to the set of ER in its final episode. There had been some rumors that he was supposed to appear in the final episode. His representative told a reporter that he's in talks to appear, but nothing has been nailed down yet. So,
how did his character exit the show, Ralph?
Just left.
Do you remember?
Took off, moved to Seattle, I believe.
Okay. Like all crazy people?
Yeah, like all crazy people do.
So he could just swing on by as they're closing up shop and go, hey guys, how you been?
Hey, I think I left my wallet here. You can say that.
Or
you
organic? Doing?
Anybody find a watch? I might have left here 10 years ago when I left the ER.
Kind of weird casting. I mean, yeah. I guess.
He's already done it once, though. He returned for an episode, a season finale, where his the character of Julianne Margulies, who played the nurse who was in love with him, he returned to get her when she was leaving the show, and they kind of walked into the sunset together.
But I don't think there's a single person left on the show that was there when he was on.
No, but they're all sort of coming back and touching base because it's the final season and they want to say their goodbyes. Anthony Edwards has appeared already in a flashback.
Okay.
Eric LaSalle is coming on this season as well. So
I got to start watching that ER. I hear it's very good.
It has been on for 9 million years.
You want to wait on that, Bean. It's not at the final episode
yet. Get the box set.
You're going to want to wait.
Sit down for 5 years and watch the whole thing from top to bottom. And this sounds cool. For the first time ever, the Recording Academy, the Grammy people, are going to do a live concert dedicated to the Grammy nominations.
A live concert.
It's the first annual Grammy nominations concert happening at the Nokia Theater here in Los Angeles.
Hey.
It's going to be held on December the 3rd. It will be live and telecast on CBS. Performing at the concert will be B.B. King, John Mayer, and Foo Fighters.
Huh.
Grammy nominations will be announced that night, and then the awards will be handed out at the televised ceremony on February the 8th. So, Foo Fighters are pretty busy for guys who were retired and off the road.
That's what I was just thinking. You told us they were done. They've been out there for like two solid years. This is This is the last thing they're doing.
Don't yell at me.
But now they're doing something else.
I didn't sign any contracts.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Can they junk up that nighttime live show with the president of the Academy and keep him off of the actual Grammy telecast?
I think this. He's so bad. What you're saying. Have him come out and like introduce Foo Fighters or something,
and then give his boring speech
and leave the award ceremony alone. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Today's celebrity birthdays: Vladimir Romanovich.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
Vlad
about.
Vlad Rad from the Lakers is 28 years old today. Jodie Foster turns 46. Meg Ryan's 47. Allison Janney from the West Wing's 48. Matt Sorum, Velvet Revolver and Guns Roses, is 48 years old. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, turned 66. Ted Turner, media mogul, is 70. And Larry King celebrates his 75th birthday today.
Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze.
Right.
Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
All right.
You want to chip in on a new pair of suspenders for Larry for his birthday? Send him a little present?
He won't know.
He's terrific.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We are grateful that anyone's interested in Acoustic Christmas here at K-Rock. But this year, correct me if I'm wrong, Bean, but isn't this maybe the most aggressively angry people have ever been?
About not having heard the information already?
Like last month, people are, come on, what's going on with you people?
I know. What is
this? We never announced it before now.
Right. And the weird thing is, and maybe this is just me being picky, is we have a radio station where we make those announcements so that we can transmit the information to a lot of people at the same time. We don't really have the manpower to individually send you the details that you're looking for Acoustic Christmas. But, listen to the radio is what I'm saying.
But Bean will do that if you want to email him.
No, I'm just saying.
No one likes that more than Bean. He's the guy to go to.
Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Tomorrow,
7 a.m.
When?
Why isn't it today? I want the information today. Send it to me.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
All right. Something else we're going to be doing tomorrow is talking to a young man named Robert Pattinson. And he plays a character named Edward in a movie called Twilight, based on the book of the same name. And that opens up on Friday. And the Twitards have really been driving us crazy this week. Like, every other email is either, tell me about Acoustic Christmas, or, hey, what can you do for me because I love Twilight.
And also, by the way,
Casey,
who works here, will not shut the F up. She saw it last night, apparently. And she's the person who has her finger on the button here at K-Rock in case someone curses. And she won't stop telling us.
How do you like that?
Can't really say that.
Why? She's got her finger on the button. Of course I can say it to her of all people.
That's true. That's a good point. Now, Psycho Mike, tell us where you went.
I went to the Westwood Man Theater where they have a lot of movie premieres this past Monday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was.
And it was the day of the premiere of Twilight.
The world premiere.
Now, I went down there at noon, and there was already 5,000 people there.
Oh, there were not 5,000 people. You're exaggerating.
I guarantee you there was at least 5,000, probably more.
The screening was at 7:30?
7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
But how many people could possibly fit into that theater, Mike?
Oh, no, they weren't there to fit in.
That was the crazy part. They didn't have any chance of seeing the movie. They wanted to wait in line. Some of them got down there at 2 in the morning so that they could possibly have the chance of maybe seeing the cast get a glimpse of them from a distance.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then they were wearing their T-shirts that said the Eddie Hutt or whatever that cult is.
Team Edward.
Team Edward. They were wearing that stuff.
These are the people that put the tard in Twitard, is what you're telling me.
These are serious, serious, serious fans.
Well, I'm glad you went down there, Mike, because, look, I know there are lots of popular things that people get into, and not everybody's into all the same things, and sometimes people are rabid about something and you don't know why. I mean, you know, we saw Harry Potter fanatics, for instance. Something about those books spoke to the Harry Potter people. You, I guess, went down there with the intention of finding out why Twilight is the most important thing in the world to these people, right?
Right. That's exactly why I went down there, because I'm confused. I don't know anything about the books. I don't know anything about the movies. I think most of the people here are the same way. These people are fanatical about it. And so we went down there with the K-Rock microphones and tried to find out why.
Shouldn't you be in school?
Yeah.
Why is Twilight so important to you?
Because I read it and it's awesome.
If there wasn't hunky dudes in the movie, would you be this excited to come out here?
Probably not.
So what's the deal with Twilight? Spit it out.
It touches you.
Pedophiles touch you, but people don't seem to get that excited about that.
Emotionally. If you're a girl, it touches you emotionally.
You drove all the way from Fullerton to hopefully maybe see some dude from a distance.
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't feel like it's pathetic at all?
No, I never said that. I'm fully aware of the fact that it could be seen as pathetic, and I'm all right with that.
There's a lot of movies with hunky dudes in it. What is it about this movie in particular?
They get obsessed with the person that they're in love with, and they fight over her and stuff.
But I thought ladies hated overprotective men.
They do to an extent, but everybody loves to be admired.
Well, I admire you because you have massive boobs.
I guess I picked the right shirt then. The book, it kind of just draws you in, so you have this urge to just go and see everything about it.
You want a book that'll draw you in? The Bible, sister.
Okay.
So it's a kid from New Jersey moves to the Valley to study karate, and then he has to fight the guy from Cobra Kai?
No, Bella moves from Arizona to Washington, and she meets her vampire, and they fall in love.
Why do chicks dig vampires?
I dig werewolves. Werewolves are hot.
Wait, is there werewolves or vampires in this movie?
There's both.
Is there a guy that shoots webs out of his palms?
No, it's not super.
Is there a playboy billionaire who also fights crime at night in a bat suit?
No, there isn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Team Edward.
What does that mean?
It means you like the vampires.
Is there other vampires that you could be on the team of?
Who we like for Bella. It's either Jacob or Edward.
So you guys join a team on who you think Bella should be with.
Jacob.
Edward.
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 Jacob.
Jacob's too good for Bella. I think I deserve Jacob.
But Jacob imprints in the fourth book anyway, and it's not on Bella, so...
You're exactly right. Who could forget that? Why are you on Team Jacob?
Because he's a werewolf.
Say werewolf again.
Werewolf?
You'd say werewolf. If you could be a vampire, would you?
Yes.
But what if you got AIDS?
I can have AIDS because you live forever.
Oh, good point. Shouldn't you girls be in school?
No.
No. No.
It's a special holiday. It's called Twilight Day.
Listen, hold on now. Are you girls over 18?
Yes.
Okay. Would you, you are now at noon on a Monday waiting in line for what will be probably about 7 hours, 8 hours, just to maybe catch a glimpse of the people who are in this movie.
Yes?
Yeah.
Be honest. Would you wait this long to vote?
I wouldn't.
No.
I'd rather send my ballot in. I don't want to wait in line.
There's werewolves and there's vampires.
Yes.
There's two teams of people you could join to support who Bella should date.
Yep. Yes.
And Edward's a fag.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wow. That was awesome. Those people are crazy.
Yeah. Now, Psycho Mike, describe them for us, because I was shocked by your description.
Yeah. You know, normally with stuff like this where people get really excited about books or movies or anything like that, it's geeky people.
I mean, Star Wars geeks,
geeks, sci-fi geeks, comic book geeks.
People with no lives.
This was the overwhelming majority of the people down there were female, and they were like kind of hot chicks. These were not the washouts in the parking lot at high school smoking weed. These were not the rejects that had costumes on and stuff. These were like the head cheerleader and like the ASB presidents. Dude. And stuff. These were like mostly hot, seemingly intelligent, popular people.
And that's why I'm excited about Twilight.
No kidding. Wow.
I just realized.
How many dudes were down there, Mike?
Not many. And the ones that were down there were either flimsy or the smartest men in all of Southern California.
Right.
Yeah, because it's all women?
Yeah, and yeah. One guy even told me that. He's like, oh, you know, I got these female, you know, these are my platonic friends, and they asked me if I could, you know, join them. And it's like, yeah. 5,000 single desperate women.
They're all juiced up, too. All right, here's the deal. Twilight comes out on Friday, so there's a lot of promotion going on. We're going to be talking on Friday, by the way, to Kristen Stewart, who I guess plays Bella in the movie. We've got her. Tomorrow, we have Robert Pattinson, who plays Edward. And what we thought we might do, since I know we have a lot of twitards out there, and I know you hate it when we call you that, which is why we do it, we thought we might give you the opportunity to ask Robert Pattinson a question tomorrow on our show, because we've got him on the program in the 7 o'clock hour. Frankly, we don't know who this dude is. We don't care about this dude.
Oh, you guys.
I love vampires, though. And
I know you do. I know you do.
I watch The True Blood every week. That's a great show.
Yep. But there have to be twitards out there who are rabid for this dude. They're on Team Edward, and they've got something they're dying to ask. Like, if they ever had the opportunity to ask him something, they would do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we want to give you the opportunity to do that.
But only one person, right? I mean, we're not going to—
Just one person. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to have one person. And, you know, we're just talking to him on the phone tomorrow, but you can come down here and be with us in studio when we talk to him on the phone, or you can just call us on the phone from wherever you are. We can hook you up, whatever you want to do. But you get a chance to talk to Edward, I think is what the offer is that we're
making.
Can
we put him in a straitjacket or something just in case? You know what I mean? Like when they come down here?
Absolutely. I think it's necessary.
All right.
Yes.
What's the criteria going to be as they call right now at 1-800-520-1067? Do we want them to tell us why they need to win this honor, why they're the biggest twitards, or do we want them to run their question by us, or what do we want to look for here?
I'm chicks with big boobs. I'm pretty sure that we haven't worked that out yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're looking for. But I think
we need a good question and a big fan.
Okay.
Like why you deserve it and what you would ask him if you have the opportunity to talk to him tomorrow on the show. How about that?
Yeah. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk.
So right now, we're talking all things Twilight. Robert Pattinson is the actor who plays Edward. He will be on our show tomorrow morning right after that Acoustic Christmas announcement in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk to him directly at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a hardcore Twilight fan, A, big fan, B, got a good question to contribute to the interview, that's what we're looking for right now.
All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Marissa, 22, from West Hollywood. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Very good. Were you one of the people that were out at the theater on Monday?
No, I was not out on the theater.
All right.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to ask you, Marissa, and everybody else that we go to, just real quick to tell us why you're such a big Twilight fan, and then tell us what your question is.
I'm a big Twilight fan because I think it's an interesting story on an old story, kind of like the Anne Rice novel, set for today's youth. My question would be that I know he didn't read the book when he went to go to the casting call, and so I wonder if he read them, and if he did, if you think he did justice to his character.
You think he did justice to the
character? So you want him to tell us if he thinks he sucked or not?
Like if he think he did a good job portraying like who Edward was after the fact when he like read
after
the book.
Having finished. Oh, you mean he read the book after he acted in the movie?
No. Well, I know he didn't know anything about Twilight when he interviewed for. I mean, when he went to like go
right,
but he did read the books. After he got
by the way,
part.
Lisa's a little bit of a twitard too. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but she's been chiming in quite a bit here.
It was a big article in Entertainment.
I got to tell you, I don't understand Marissa's question. So
I don't think it's a good question, to be honest.
All right, Marissa, we're going to pass. Thank you very much for calling anyway. Let's try Kristen. She is in LA on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Kristen, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
This Twilight's a big deal to you?
You are
a proud twitard.
A proud twitard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it's a really big deal. I've been on disability for the last couple of months and laying around being a bum at my mom's house reading the Twilight Saga.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you really disabled or are you some kind of a scam because you wanted to read the books? Okay.
Yeah, well, don't say that. My job will investigate me. No, I really am. I fractured my left tibia, so I've been out.
Oh, I don't know where that is, but that sounds painful.
It's painful, buddy.
Yeah.
My question is that I wanted to know how he was inspired to be a romantic vampire at the possibility of taking a human soul.
How he was inspired to be a romantic vampire.
Now, the last question. This one I don't understand at all.
Are you saying how was he able to be so romantic and risk because he's always having to fight the urge to actually bite her?
I mean, you know, plenty of us have to fight the urge to, you know, not do other things. But
right.
Edward, this is just, it's so innocent, but yet so but dangerous.
But he's not
so
really a vampire, you guys know, right?
Right?
He's just an actor reading off a page, right? So he's not really fighting any urges.
You don't know anything, Bean.
He's a vampire.
I think this would be a really odd question for him to try to answer.
Thank you for the call, though.
I
appreciate everybody's passion, but we only have time for one, so we kind of have to
make it good.
Hard asses. All right. Where do we go?
Let's try Jessica and Brea. She's going in a different direction on line 3. Hey, Jessica, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are a twitard?
Yes, I am.
We want to hear you say it.
What?
Say it.
Oh, my question, or why I want to talk to him is I feel like he's going to do the character justice of Edward. I know he isn't Edward. I know he's not a vampire.
Okay.
I'm just excited to see what he's going to do. And my question is, what's the creepiest thing someone has said or done to get his attention, like a fan?
Oh, I like that.
See, now, I'm interested in that because here's a guy who had some level of fame previously because of the Harry Potter movies, obviously. So a lot of people have already seen him. He already had fans.
He was Dumbledore. A lot of people don't know he played Dumbledore.
He was Dumbledore, exactly, yeah. So now all of a sudden he gets this role, which is going to be the, you know, career maker. And he's on, you know, 16 Magazine and he's got fans following him and sitting out in front of his house and the whole deal. I wonder what the people do to try to get to him and how crazy that must be for him. That's a, yeah, I think that's I like a really that. Good question.
I like that question because it allows it allows him to point at the fans and go, "You crazy?"
Exactly. That's right? What I was thinking. They're pretty crazy.
I'm in with Jessica.
Yeah, me too. I think it's a good one.
Jessica, we're going to have him on around 7:15, 7:20 tomorrow morning. You can either come down and hang out with us in the studio if
or
you
call.
Want to,
or just
we're
call.
Offering that. Or we can just put you on the phone. We can just conference you guys together. And you can talk on the phone, whichever you want to do. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Can I really come?
Sure, yeah, you're invited to come on down. I mean, we made that offer as part of the deal if you want to.
That's what she said.
Oh, my gosh, I think I'm
going
to
come.
Okay.
Stop saying that.
Again.
Please stop saying that. Although we're delighted to have you. All right, Jessica, hold on. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Right now, LaQuisha on the line, our favorite K-Rock listener, talking about the new Paris Hilton show. Hey, LaQuisha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm your favorite. Mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
You invite some strange white girl who ain't getting any, so she has to have fantasy romances in her brain with a werewolf.
Right.
Down to your studio to ask a question of some guy ain't never been in no other movies.
Uh-huh.
And I'm your favorite K-Rock listener, but I can't come down and talk to Kanye West.
Well,
we didn't have any way of knowing you would be interested in talking to Kanye.
The one black woman we know. Why would she be interested in Kanye West?
Well, that was just an oversight.
Why would LaQuisha want to talk to Kanye? No connection there. Can't see why they might be interested in each other.
Here's how it went. I said, hey, we should let LaQuisha talk to Kanye. And then Bean said, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened, all right.
I figured as much.
Well, we apologize. Next time. How about that, LaQuisha? Next time
you have Kanye West on your show?
Yes.
You know it's a monthly occurrence. You're having him on.
We do have him the first Wednesday of every month, so that'll happen.
Let's catch up with what we missed on the MTV last night. Paris Hilton's new BFF show. That's that thing, that POS is still running, huh?
Absolutely. Five girls left. It's time to whittle it down to the final four. And so Paris has more challenges for these girls to put up with. First of all, they're going to have another makeover. But it's not just any makeover.
Yeah.
She invites five of the losing contestants to come back and make over the girls that are still on the show. And as you can imagine, the girls who come back are not too happy about having been kicked off, and there's some bad blood there. Like Brittany finds out when Kiki shows back up to give her a makeover.
I was like, oh my God, she's back. I did kind of at elimination tell her she was a huge bitch, and she was high maintenance. I mean, she's going to do something messed up.
So these girls get to do whatever they want to the girls that are still on the show to give them a makeover.
Okay.
Now, you know women, they're not the least bit vindictive.
No, that's true.
They don't hold a grudge at all.
It's very true.
Although Kiki may have in the case of Brittany.
I really don't have anything against Brittany, but for my elimination, Brittany said that I was a bitch, and I want to show her how bitchy I can really be.
Oh, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she put makeup all over her, looking like a ugly tramp and ratting her hair out. And the thing is, there's no mirrors in the room, so the girls can't see what they're doing to them.
Right.
Before they go out on the catwalk for the show. But I think Brittany had a sense of what was happening.
Well, I wasn't allowed to look in the mirror, but I could feel the ugly, you know, increase, like, engulfing my head.
The ugly engulfs her head. So they put him out onto the catwalk looking all ugly. And it cracked me up because this girl, Lauren, she is stupid. And to say that this girl stands out as being stupid on this show, that really means something.
Yeah.
But Paris asked a question about how she was made up as whether that was how people saw how she would be if she were a friend to Paris. And listen what happened here.
Ansh, does this reflect how you envision Lauren as a friend for me?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's a friend for me? What does that mean?
What?
A friend for me?
She thought they were calling her a friend for me.
What?
Oh, no.
As if there was a word, friend for me, and a friend for me meant something bad.
I love her.
And she wanted to know why they were calling her a friend for me. How stupid is this woman?
All stupid.
The next challenge, they got to go out with a Paris cutout on Hollywood Boulevard and get people to pose with the cutout of Paris and pay money for a picture, a Polaroid picture, to raise money for charity. That's a dumb challenge.
Okay.
But Corey, she felt like she it was okay to do because she was raising money for charity. That made her feel good.
I'm not a skid mark in the underpants of society. I was really doing something that was a good deed. I feel good about myself.
Easy, easy.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're still quite the skid mark in the underpants of society, darling. Don't let anyone take that away from you.
You can raise money and still be a skid mark.
Absolutely.
That's true.
And Lauren, the stupid one, I never saw a girl so confused trying to operate a camera. She had a Polaroid camera and didn't get one goddamn picture taken. Could not figure out the technology.
I'm going to take the picture. Say cheese. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, shoot. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait. Why isn't this working? I think the tape's... Something's wrong with it.
Yes, something's wrong with the Polaroid tape.
Yeah, it's the camera is the problem here,
that
right?
They shoot the Polaroid videotapes on. Something wrong with the tape.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, LaQuisha, but whenever Kevin and I are in a situation where listeners take photos, God bless them for wanting them, but for some reason a camera is the most difficult piece of machinery in the world for them to operate. I don't know why.
A Polaroid camera lately?
The Polaroid is one button.
One button.
That's all it is. It's the simplest camera known to man.
Yeah.
It's made out of wood, I think, and powered by steam. It is not complex.
Nope.
Well, it's time to pick who gets to go home. They got to whittle it down to the final four, and all the girls have to defend themselves. And Paris asked Corey. This is the girl who said everyone hated her because she was too beautiful last week.
I love her.
Yes, love her.
She asked Corey why people hate her.
During judging, she said she hated you. Why did she say that? Unfortunately, I do have a lot of frenemies and haters and people who want to steal the light and can't keep my name out of their mouth. Because I can't give them a reason to hate me, they hate me even more.
That's why they hate her, because... she's unhateable.
Insane.
Oh.
Wow.
There's nothing about her to hate, so that's why they hate her.
Did she use the word frenemies?
Frenemies.
She did.
Yes.
Yeah.
It means someone who was your friend and then becomes your enemy.
All right.
Not to be confused with friend for me, which is a word that Lauren couldn't understand.
It's one word.
Frenemy. No wonder she's confused. All kinds of new words being made up on this show. And Brittany also has to defend herself to Paris, and... please listen to this woman's vocabulary, if you would.
Brittany, are you sure you want to be here?
Of course I want to be here. I really want to be your best friend. And, like, the more I'm here, like, the more I get to know you, like, the more I'm like, my God, we're, like, kind of the same. I definitely want to be here, like, so much, and I really want to be your best friend.
Like.
If this was you, wouldn't you have eliminated her right there because you don't want to be your friend?
I think, like, if I heard her say, like over and over again, like, the way she does, like, I would get, like, tired of it and, like, have to kill her by holding her, like, underwater in a jacuzzi, like, till the bubbles stop, like, coming up. That's what I, like, think.
I gotcha. All right.
I want to see a Be LaQuisha's Best Friend show on MTV. That's what I want to see.
Well, poor old stupid Lauren gets the boot at the end of the show. It's time for her to go. And she's not too sad about it.
I got really emotional saying goodbye to Paris because I know she really does like me.
Yes, she likes you so much that she threw you off of her game show.
It scares her how much she likes you.
She can't handle all the love, so you had to go. You were too distracting because she liked you too much.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I know Lauren truly is an idiot once I heard her talking like Bean.
It was fun being able to hang out with Paris. She's a hella cool chick, and I really like her.
She's hella cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
She's
I'm telling you.
Hella cool chick. What are you so proud of?
Yeah, what do you mean, thank you?
Girlfriend can't use a Polaroid camera and say friend for me is an insult.
I'm on the leading edge of bringing hella back.
I want to hold you like underwater so you like stop breathing like too.
I would like pay you to do that.
I would like do it for nothing.
Thank you,
like. You guys are just hella jealous.
Thank you, Lick.
Ralph Garman joins us for our final showbiz beat for the morning show, but of course you can hear it on the ride home every afternoon in the 5 o'clock Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde as well. What do you got for us, Ralph?
I've got the greatest news you've ever heard. The biggest story perhaps ever in entertainment. A question
the greatest news ever?
A question that has been asked for a long, long time now. I finally have the answer to. I've done the digging. I've come up with the answer.
Okay.
Can I get a little tippity?
Do you have a tippity or something to make this one?
Katy Perry's boobs are real.
Yay!
Wow. I had always hoped so, I'll tell you that.
But there had been a big debate. See, Lisa, you don't know. You're too busy reading Twilight. You don't know what's going on in the real world. There is a heated debate going on of guys everywhere clicking on pictures of Katy Perry on the internet going, look at those. They got to be real. She's too thin. They got to be fake. No, they're real. No, they hang like they're real. No, she's too skinny. They got to be fake. Back and forth, back and forth. Now we have the answer.
It was so hot, by the way, that Obama and McCain wouldn't even address it in the debates because
right.
It's considered the third rail of American politics right now is whether you get into that debate.
You would lose half the electorate if you would pick a side one way or the other. But now we know for sure the I Kissed a Girl songstress believes her. She said she'd never spend money on fake boobs. They are 100% genuine and untouched, she says.
Untouched?
Untouched?
I think untouched by medical surgery or techniques, I think.
She is so cute, by the way, Katy Perry.
She is beyond cute. She's hot.
Yeah, good deal.
How could people think these are fake, she asks. Look at them. Ask them.
I'd
like to ask them very closely.
Let's have her on.
I'd love to whisper into their areolas. Are you real?
Yes, those large things in her bra.
They're as real can be, she said. I'd spend money on shoes, maybe, a handbag. But plastic boobs, no way.
Boobies!
Oh. Well, good news, boys. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Lisa.
So good.
I'm as happy as we are.
That's all you need. I might just stop now. That's all the entertainment news you need right there.
That is pretty strong.
You got it all.
Anything better? Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
News for you comic book fans. X-Men is getting a reboot. They're going back to the beginning of the franchise and doing a brand new X-Men movie. This, according to 20th Century Fox... X-Men First Class will be the new film featuring a new group of genetically enhanced young people being instructed by Professor Xavier at the Xavier Institute for Higher Learning. Josh Schwartz, our buddy who created the OC and Gossip Girl, will be the man writing the script for the film.
Is Captain Picard back on board to play Xavier, or do they need a younger actor to go back?
I think they're going to go younger. I think they're going to steer away from the cast of the original X-Men films and go younger. There's a whole bunch of X-Men movies in the works. We've got Wolverine, of course, Hugh Jackman. That sequel, solo sequel's coming out next summer. There's a Magneto prequel. The Ian McKellen character will be shown as a young man as well. And another spinoff called X-Men Origins.
That's a lot of X.
It is a lot of X. A
lot of movies.
Remember I brought you a clip in a few days ago? Of Jeffrey Tambor talking about the possibility of an Arrested Development feature film.
Mm-hmm.
There had been rumors about it ever since it went off the air on Fox that the cast and crew of Arrested Development may get together to do a movie, which I am 100% behind.
I think that's in my top five TV shows ever.
So brilliant, so funny, so entertaining, taken from us way too soon. But there is a rumor afoot that there's a big budget, big screen version on the way, and Jeffrey Tambor said as much, and now we have a little bit more information. How about executive producer Ron Howard, who did that show?
Fantastic.
What he had to say when asked.
I think it's looking very promising. We're still just lacking at one thing we need, a script. But Mitch Hurwitz, who would also direct it, is really focused on it. Cast seems like they're ready to go. Studio's interested. And, you know, God knows they got a narrator who just can't wait to get to the microphone.
Because Ron Howard, see, was the narrator on the series.
So just a script. Producer.
That's the easy part.
A lot of times people in Hollywood go without that.
You've got a script, give them yours. let them use
that's
yours.
That's right.
Just change the characters' names. Just do your script. Only now Gob now flies a Black Hawk helicopter or something. But other than that, it'd be really fascinating, I think. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Vladimir Romanovich.
Oh!
Vlad Rad, as they call him on the team. He is a Los Angeles Lakers, 28 years old today. Jodie Foster turns 46. Meg Ryan is 47. Allison Janney of the West Wing is 48. Matt Sorum, drummer for Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, is 48. Calvin Klein, fashion designer, 66. Ted Turner turns 70. And Larry King, our old buddy Larry, celebrates his 75th birthday today.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
75th. Means that today you were born 75 years ago, Larry.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
All right, I will. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thank you to our very special guest, Mr. Kanye West, for joining us today. His new CD is in stores and available for download on Monday, called 808s and Heartbreak. Also, he'll be appearing, performing, and is nominated at the American Music Awards, which airs this Sunday night at 8 on ABC. I want to also thank the new batch of entries, and Ralph, I know you've been paying particular attention at your desk in the office to the new Miss Double December contestants who have been emailing us.
Yeah, they won't send them to me. I haven't seen them yet.
You haven't seen Candace from Anaheim yet?
Nope. No.
Holly from Garden Grove, you haven't seen
There's
yet?
There's some sort of gatekeeping process where I'm not allowed to see the entries this year. I
First
don't know why.
Lightning was bogarting them.
He was hoarding them, yes. And then I think they went to Alex. Now Alex is not sharing any of them either. So,
oh, Sabrina and Costa Mesa, you're going to be very pleased to know. Not to mention Amy and Tijuana, but they are coming in.
Why is Bean getting them, by
Did
the
you
way?
Say Tijuana?
Being the last guy should be making these kind of judgments.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get some girl with a scar face and she's going to have like burns all over her body. And oh, she's, I think she's rather attractive. She's interesting looking, unlike the other ones. Then we're going to have to like push her out on her walker to get her on stage. It's going to be bad.
I do enjoy the scars.
We have some of the worst arguments ever over Miss Double December. We scream at each other.
Because there are some people on the show who have a very narrow view of beauty. And I think there are a lot of women outside of that perhaps narrow definition that are equally attractive. That's all that the discussion boils down to.
You have a narrow definition as well, but it's bizarre narrow.
Yeah, it's freaks and accident victims.
If you are 21 and up and would like to represent the Kevin and Bean Show, maybe you would like to be Miss Double December, go to KROQ.com and get all the details. That's it for today. But am I right when I say we got a big show planned at 5 o'clock this afternoon?
We do. Highlights of Kanye West, the interview today.
It was fascinating.
We got the showbiz. And by the way, tomorrow morning we have Sarah Silverman in studio.
Oh.
We have Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Rob Pattinson.
Who, of course, is Edward in Twilight. Rob Pattinson. And we have details on KROQ's Almost Too Good for Christmas 2008 at 7 o'clock.
How about that?
Wow.
Rob Pattinson. How about that? All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, it's 40 minutes of nonstop KROQ with our little friend Kat Corbett. Let me see what she's got. How about some offspring? Allison Chains, also Weezer, Bad Religion, and more straight ahead right after this on KROQ.
Brand new Franz Ferdinand. Or if you're being, it's Franz Ferdinand.
Franz
Ferdinand.
Franz, the way it's said in the native Austria.
Play coming to town at the Honda Center. What about Coldplay?
Your mic wasn't even on.
Hold on.
Kevin didn't
I didn't have your mic on.
Up.
I didn't. That was my bad.
Forgot I'm on the show already?
Let's start again.
He was so busy mocking you, he forgot to do his job.
That's new Franz Ferdinand. Franz Ferdinand.
I prefer it in the native Austrian pronunciation.
All right, listen. Coldplay is coming to the Honda Center. That show is completely sold out. It is November the 25th, which is next week. Think you can't get in because it's sold out? Wrong, my friend. Call right now. Caller 20. You win the tickets at 1-800-520-1067 to see Coldplay. It's Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday afternoon. What's going on?
Wrong, my friend. That's right. We have more tickets to give away.
I thought Bean was doing his rush for a moment.
Rush Limbaugh?
My friends. Let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we?
Okay.
It's been news all day long. I didn't have it this morning, but I have it now. Sexiest Man Alive announced by People Magazine. Alex is just awash in a sea of her own fluids in the office.
Yeah.
Is it Vern Troyer again this year?
Yeah, she loves her some Troyer.
Who is it?
It's Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Hold on a second. All right.
Oh, can't say that.
He's beautiful.
The wheels just come off on the afternoon show.
So
we
hot.
Need to not have access to alcohol. All right, Alex. All right. Go back and drink.
Go back and
come on.
Go back and stuff this story in your Alex.
Come on.
We can't talk like this, you kids.
All right. So Hugh Jackman is sexy. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what People Magazine is saying. He is the sexiest man alive. I gotta admit, he's a pretty good-looking dude.
He is. Right?
He's pretty buff.
Waist wall.
6'2".
Yeah.
All chest and biceps. 40 years old. It's pretty good for a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Number two on the list. I don't know who votes for this or how they get a list of ranking, but apparently number two on the list was Daniel Craig, James Bond.
I think it's people with movies coming out who are sexy. That's really
but how does one come in at number one and one come in at number two? Someone has to be ranking them in some fashion, right? Who are these people who are doing the ranking?
Well, I don't know.
Well, then just pipe down, lady, unless you got something to contribute.
What does it matter?
How is
I'm
she
just
lady?
Saying, how does one come in at one?
Her name is Lisa.
Lady.
Hugh
lady.
Jackman is slightly better looking than Daniel Craig.
I'm asking, who is deciding this?
The guys, people that made the list.
This afternoon show is going to break the whole show up. It really is. It's going to kill us.
The people at People Magazine are probably trying to figure it out. They're just ranking them.
Yeah.
But that's all. So all the editors get together and throw a name into a hat, and whoever gets the most votes is number one?
Do I look Why like not? People Magazine?
What is the process?
Know.
I think the process is suspect. I think we need a congressional...
Lisa May, period. Lisa May. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Lisa May.
I'm saying we need a congressional investigation.
Are you throwing your support behind Daniel Craig or what?
No, I'm throwing my support behind number three, who showed up three on the list, which is bull.
Can't talk like that.
John Larry Hamm. King? John Hamm of Mad Men. Don Draper.
Yay!
Only third?
I
think not.
My God, the photo of him in Entertainment Weekly.
That's a man.
Unbelievable.
That's a man's man.
I don't know who that is.
Manly man who does man things. Fourth on the list is Zac Efron. And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Who's number four?
We're not going to put up with this bullshit in the afternoons, by the way.
Oh,
you can
God.
Get away with it in the morning show, but not here, mother.
You say that my sweet Zach was on the list of the sexiest people in the world? Is that what you said?
Oh.
See, this Zac is sexiest Efron. Men. He's
yeah, he's
sexy
hardly
boy.
Qualifies as a man.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Come on.
Stop that.
And good news.
Fifth was Robert Buckley, who apparently is on Lipstick Jungle,
I don't know
but not it. Hunky enough to make people watch that show. So that
he's not
he shouldn't
that
be
hunky.
On the list. Well,
Lisa says no. Denied.
Then soccer player David Beckham, Oscar winner Javier Bardem.
Come on.
I'm sexy, friendo.
That's a joke, right?
Twilight star Robert Pattinson. Hasn't even been in a movie yet. He's already on the list of sexiest people in the world.
He was in Harry Potter.
For like a second. We walked by a picture of Harry Potter in the background.
He was Dumbledore, wasn't he?
No, he was Cedric.
Right.
Ugh.
Cedric. I don't even recognize that character's name. How important could
Lisa,
he be?
Lisa, you're never going to get a husband by being sarcastic.
That's right. Joshua Jackson?
Are we
still talking about the sexy list? From Fringe?
What are we, like at number 50?
And then actually 10.
Oh.
10 is Michael Phelps.
No!
Oh,
no!
Really?
He's sexy.
He's a
well,
freak.
Who made this list?
That's what I asked you, you whore. And you came at me with all kinds of facts and figures that was just bullshit.
Take the bottle away from Ralph.
Michael
seriously.
Phelps should not be on that list
ever.
Anywhere.
No.
He looks like an ape.
He does.
Jim Phelps, however, who ran the Mission Impossible for us, he should be on.
Are you serious?
That was a 1966 TV joke from
yes,
Ralph. For
was.
Those of you that didn't get that.
Good afternoon, Mr. Phelps.
Katy Perry's tits are real.
Yeah.
That's the story I wanted to tell. Yeah. She was interviewed by a British newspaper called The Sun and confronted with the rumors that her breasts had been surgically enhanced. She responded, 100% genuine and untouched.
Stop it.
The rack is real. How could people think these are fake, she said. Sticking her big tits in a guy's face.
You can't
they are
say
pretty
that.
Perfect.
Look at them. Ask them, she added.
I would love to.
They are as real can be.
Boobies!
Said she wouldn't spend money on fake boobs. Well, well would she spend money on shoes, handbags, but not plastic boobs? No way, she said.
Giant size cans.
She could go to the purse party that Ryan Seacrest is throwing.
That's
yes,
right.
She would love that.
And then she'd come to my party afterwards.
That's a word that we can't use.
Oh, really?
That just got
you mean
handed.
The one you guys just chanted.
Just
that
got
word?
Handed. Just oh. got the information.
All right.
It's late breaking.
They
information.
Change the rules in the morning to the afternoons. Don't they
do.
Today's got a tremendous set of boobs.
Yes, she does. Today's celebrity birthdays: Vladimir Radmanovich.
Yeah.
Lakers. Vlad Rad from the Lakers. He's 28 years old today. Jodie Foster is 46. She eats. Well, she does.
She does. There's no.
It's
question.
A fact.
Right.
It's a stone-cold fact.
Right, but...
Well, then, don't act as if I've said something untoward. It's a noise she's never made.
Never.
Not once has Jodie Foster made that noise. Meg Ryan is 47 years old today. Allison Janney is 48. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 48 as well. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, turned 66. Ted Turner, media mogul, 70. And Larry King, our old buddy Larry, 75 years old today.
He's 95 if he's a day. There's no way Larry King is 75.
According to my paperwork, he is 75 years old today. 75 years young.
Yeah.
I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
I did look it up and said, see old. So I had to go to the O's, and then I saw Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Does anyone think that anything that was said on the show this last 50 minutes made it to the air, or has the entire thing been cut?
I bet it sounds like Morse code to whoever's listening.
I bet it does.
I got to be honest.
Somewhere a ship is now turning in a different direction because they heard our broadcast.
Three tequilas in, I don't care.
Does make it easier, doesn't
it?
Yep.
I want to thank our special guest this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. We heard highlights a few minutes ago from Kanye West. The new album is called 808s and Heartbreak. It comes out on Monday. You can see Kanye live on the TV this Sunday night on ABC for the American Music Awards.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin Bean Show. Sarah Silverman in studio. Robert Pattinson, who plays Edward in Twilight.
Yes. And was famously Cedric.
Cedric is very famous, very well known.
7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we have details on K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. 7 a.m.
What time are we going to talk about it?
7 o'clock.
This could be the last ever Kevin Bean Cinco de la Tarde, and I wouldn't blame him for canceling us, to tell you the truth, after this performance. I really wouldn't.
I found it wildly entertaining.
I know.
How about Nicole Alvarez up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the new one from Rise Against called Audience of One. She'll also have The Killers on the way, Foo Fighters, Sublime, Linkin Park, and more straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.